Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got to get with this. No! Say, man, you got a joint? No, I mean, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 597.
Yeah.
Suck it. Yes.
We're dangerously close to episode 600.
Yes. We are very, very, very close to episode 600. We've got Billy the Fridge back.
It's been a long time. I feel like I've grown a little bit. Like I was on the road. I'm grizzled. I've been tested.
Awesome.
I got to hug Pitbull.
I feel like you're wearing horns right now. Are those horns?
They're my Disney ears. I got to go to Disneyland for the first time in my life.
Right.
And actually fit in the rides. It was pretty sweet.
Nice.
I saw like a little girl wearing these donut Mickey Mouse ears. And I was like, give me those ears. Give me those ears, little girl.
I got you. I do it. Like it's easy. Like you could send wave after wave of child at me. I'm pretty sure I could knock them all out. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
with you. That's why I don't respect school shooters.
Wait, what you say?
I just don't respect school shooters. Like, you could do with your bare hands enough damage. They're sick, disgusting human beings.
Fight the kids yourself. Don't just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You big puss.
Fist. Yeah.
Nah, but...
Sorry.
Any interesting stories from the road?
Yeah.
So, the house that we rented outside of... was in Anaheim. It was across the street from the convention center where VidCon is.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It turned into like the party house. So every night I was up till like 6 a.m. and random people would show up. Like I was hanging out with Chris Raygun and Mundane Matt and Maddox at the Marriott. And they were going to get dinner. And I knew they were coming back to the Airbnb afterwards. I get to the Airbnb and Dick Masterson is there.
Yeah.
At the fucking Holy Airbnb. Shit. And I'm like, oh God, like I'm pretty sure Maddox is coming. I don't know if someone tipped him off and called him. He didn't show up. But that would have been like volatile situation. Mundane Matt did show up.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us that. And then also I'm getting reports about audio issues, which I'm going to fucking check on.
Wow.
Which I really don't like hearing about. But and I did a stream last night and there was no issue. And there's only one thing that I did today. And that was update fucking XSplit, which if updating shit causes problems. It drives me fucking crazy. A lot of people are saying it's fine now. Okay. All right. Okay. Whatever then.
You probably had a moment of aquatic.
I was about to get fucking pissed.
Yeah.
I was about to get incredibly pissed.
It's going to get wild.
Like Ben Savage. I love it. I mean, I know. I like. Look,
hold on. Are you trying to say I'm the star of Boy Meets World?
Yeah. Is he Randy Savage's son?
Was that kid really banging Topanga in real life? Probably because if not. So, then you want to be that guy. If not, then, you know, what's the point?
True. I heard Topanga banged Lance Bass from NSYNC. He turned out to be the gay one.
Wait, the gay one?
Yeah. They dated for a while back in the day.
I don't give a shit.
Damn. I don't give a shit about Topanga.
Nah, I don't. All right.
Damn.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He's definitely gay. All right. Oh, man.
I mean, if you bang Topanga,
he knows.
If you bang Topanga, like, you might as well go gay, right? There's no woman that could top her.
Yeah, you're done at that point.
At that point, it's like retiring your jersey. Dude, yeah. I banged Topanga. Let's throw the jersey up on the wall. I'm done here.
Where's the girl that played Punky Brewster at? You know,
Soleil Moonfry? She got a breast reduction.
Oh.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, she got a breast reduction. Her boobs were too big.
I didn't mean to immediately emote my disappointment. I apologize.
It's heartbreaking.
You know,
when a girl's boobs are so big they have to be reduced. That's heartbreaking. Because it's like the one thing that you would think would make everybody happy was big boobs.
Yeah. My heart babies is love definitely boobs. Broken right now.
Yeah. So. Guys and girls, even gays like boobs.
Yeah,
gay guys are like, hey, look at those boobs. They're fun. I'll punch them. Simple stuff like that. But yeah,
back on the rails.
The audio's back.
All right.
Everything's
all right,
good.
We got it back.
People are saying it's my mic. Does my mic sound weird?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. I just used it last night. I did a stream last fucking night. And actually, all of our mics run through the same thing. So I don't know what the problem would be.
I wonder if people are trolling you.
Who knows? Who fucking knows?
That's unfair,
anymore, guys.
Stop it. You guys made Ben clean the studio last night. I walked in here. It looked beautiful. He said you guys were teasing.
I cleaned it this morning.
It looks fucking beautiful in here.
Damn.
No, they didn't make me clean it. Oh. They just complained about the wires.
Oh. And it looks really nice. Ben did a great job in here.
All right.
There we go.
Fucking Billy.
All right.
We've already talked about tits. I mean, like, do you have a quota?
Yeah.
Do you have a fucking quota?
I got a fuck it list.
Like, within, like, the first, like, 5 minutes of the show. Did YouTube hire you to make sure all of our videos get demonetized?
They actually
Is that why you go to VidCon?
They gave me a motherfucker. Bonus. I hung out with Susan Wojcicki.
Okay. Did you eat her nasty snatch?
I mean, no.
I like that. Ear nasty. I'm writing it down. Hold on.
I didn't do that.
Put that on the t-shirt. I like it.
All right. Treat her nasty snatch.
Well, Monty and I are going to have that in the Hannibal and Monty store later this week.
Okay. So I have an idea. So we're going to do the post show where I take on Sofane again. So that is definitely
the
happening.
The private show?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I meant. The private show. Where I take on Sofane in Spin Till You Spew. But we also have another one that we're going to do. And on that one, I think what we'll do is we'll pick a bunch of subjects, like a bunch of different random subjects to debate on. We'll have the audience vote on like a top 10. And then you and me will flip a coin or whatever and pick for or against each subject and just argue it, whether we're arguing against our real opinion or not.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I can argue anything.
I know you can.
It's disgusting.
Can you argue anything good, though?
Probably not.
No.
Some people say I am the foremost scholar.
There at some point where there are some points in arguments I've heard you make where it sounds like you're the only one that's still convinced that you're right.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Like that mayonnaise is delicious or something?
Well, mayonnaise is delicious.
Blasphemy.
It's keto. It's fluffy.
All right. So here's an interesting troll or not a troll, because normally it's crazy or troll, basically. Not a troll just means they're usually just crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So check this one out.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I just did a live video, but at the same time, there is a YouTuber I watch by the name of Remedy H, and this brother is so powerful, it's ridiculous. I had to come back and do another video that just told the truth. I ain't gonna lie, I was beating around the bush a lot of times with things because I know a lot of people aren't ready for this, but it has to be said. Black people, brown people, copper people, melanated people, stop the bullshit. You aren't black, okay? You aren't African American. You aren't Ethiopian. You aren't any of that shit, okay? Black people have been torn down for ages. Not because of the color of your skin. It ain't got shit to do with that. That was a fabricated, made-up story because they wanted you to actually realize the lies. Black people, copper people, anybody of this skin color of melanation, you are Atlantis. You are Atlantean beings. Fuck that Aquaman
what
shit.
What the fuck?
Okay?
Fuck that Aquaman bullshit. You're from Atlantis.
So was the Submariner black also? Like parts of Jason Momoa are black, right? So
I have no idea. Parts of him?
Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
Parts of him.
Maybe that's, yeah, see, black people don't really swim though like that. So I don't know. I have my doubts.
That's true.
Let it run. I'm
fuck
curious.
That, yeah. What is it, DC Comics or whatnot? Like, I love them too, but they're talking about us. That's why they pay so much money to keep you down. That's why they pay so much money in order to keep these music videos in your face. That's why they pay so much money in order for these cops to kill us. That's why they do everything
wait,
in their
wait,
power.
Wait. DC Comics is paying to have cops kill us?
Apparently so.
Because black people are from Atlantis, the DC Comics is paying the police to... What? Wait, what's happening?
Wait, to kill the Atlanteans.
I don't know who his weed man is, but I need his connect because that shit is good. That shit is amazing.
From start to finish, from taxes to low interest rates to damn near putting every single piece of bullshit in the ghetto to keep us down, simply because the truth of the matter is we are all from Atlantis. They didn't call it the Atlantic Ocean for a reason. This isn't the fucking United States of America. It's a piece of shit. That's what it is, because they turned it into that. This is the original Egypt. If you don't believe me, go look up Memphis. Look how many pyramids are in Memphis. Look up pyramids.
You know, people travel far and wide to go see the Memphis pyramids, right?
How many pyramids are in Memphis?
I've never been there, but I would guess none.
Yeah.
Is Atlanta, you know, Georgia, what? Atlantis?
No.
That is funny. That is funny. Okay. I hate to say, I don't think he's a troll. I think he believes this bullshit.
I don't think he is either. Where's this man's church? I want to become a member. This is my new belief system.
I'm taking it. This seems like every argument I have at the barbershop right here.
The barbershop's just full of people that are like, well, you know, we're from Atlantis, right? You're like, what?
It's just, no, it's like what happened is like one person to say something stupid, and then somebody will correct that stupid assertion with something else stupid, and then it just fucking avalanches into this giant stupid argument that they have in the body. Said, no, Atlantis is where the black people are. Like, shut up. Just shut up.
Now I want to see Eddie Murphy play Aquaman.
Yeah,
and he's in the fucking barbershop with Arsenio Hall, and they're just yapping about fucking, I don't know, 20,000 leagues under the sea.
kids in America. Look up Turtle Island. Look,
okay,
up,
look
everything
up Turtle Island.
That has to do with nothing that has to do with that's in these bullshit history books.
What? Hold on, hold on. What was that?
Hold on. Can you play that back?
Yeah. Hold on, hold
the
on.
Original nothing Egypt. Has to do.
Here he goes.
Don't believe me. Go look up Memphis. Look how many pyramids are in Memphis. Look up pyramids in America. Look up Turtle Island. Look up everything that has to do with nothing that has to do with that's in these bullshit history books.
Look up everything that has to do with nothing that has to do with anything in these bullshit history books.
Okay.
Look at his face right now. He just feels like he made the greatest point of all time. He feels like he knocked that shit out the park.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
I looked up Turtle Island, and I might be more confused after looking up Turtle Island. It says Turtle Island, North America, satellite image of North America, Turtle Island.
Is there like a pyramid on it or something?
They're saying that North America is Turtle Island, right?
Oh, okay.
But then you look at the description, it says Turtle Island is a name for the Earth.
Turtle, it is?
Yeah, so I'm confused. At one point it says it's the North America, then it says the name for the Earth, and then it says or for land in North America in whole or in part used by many Native Americans and First Nations peoples and by the Indigenous rights activists. I'm confused. How did this get more confusing? He told me to look up Turtle Island like it would give me some knowledge, right? It's only doubled down the confusion. This is not safe.
There is a pyramid in Memphis, but it's like fucking, it's like the Luxor in Las Vegas. It's the same thing.
Ooh,
it's a big
ooh.
It's a big modern building.
Pyramid Hotel.
I think it's Bass Pro Shops. What?
It's an arena. The Memphis Pyramid, initially known as the Great American Pyramid, formerly referred to as the Pyramid Arena and locally referred to as the Pyramid, was originally built as a 20,142-seat arena located in downtown Memphis.
So he's acting like that shit's been around since ancient Egyptian times, but it's just an arena built to look like a pyramid. That's all it is.
I don't think he knows that much about it. Like, I think this is one of those, I think somebody said to him one time that there were pyramids in Memphis, and then he Googled it, and it was like, yeah, there's a pyramid, it's here, and it's this. And he did no further research into it. He was like, well, that's all I need.
I mean, if anything, he could have at least pretended that the pyramids in Mexico were Egyptian or something. You know, like the Mayans didn't really exist. It was the ancient Egyptians that built that shit. That would have been more believable because at least it happened kind of around the same time in human history.
You know? If you're gonna use a pyramid to conspire your little theories,
right?
You should probably find one that's actually ancient.
Right.
Not one that was built for fucking basketball.
Basketball is ancient.
1975.
You know, the Atlantis Falcons. The Atlantis Hawks.
So you guys say not a troll.
I think, and somebody in the troll said it best. Somebody then convinced him that this bullshit was true, and he did like a minimal amount of Googling and was like, yeah, I found enough to verify this shit. I'm good with it. I'm thinking not a troll.
All right. And everyone, if you're watching right now, please like the stream. That's a simple thing you can do that helps out our stream, because when a stream gets a lot of likes and it's streaming live, more people come, more people get recommended. So please do that. Please make sure you're still subscribed to this channel. Just double check, because people get unsubscribed all the time. Also, if you're not already using the Brave browser, shame on you. Use the link in the description to download the Brave browser. Collect your basic attention tokens, send them to us. They just made it across the board on Android devices. Download Brave using our link on an Android, and you'll be getting tokens there. And then in a few weeks, it's rolling out on iOS.
Nice.
So all of the Apple users out there will be using Brave soon. We are taking over the fucking world, people. We are taking over the world.
Yes.
Also, Patreon. Check out our Patreon. Just throwing that out there. We'll have details soon on what, I gave a little preview of it, but on a future episode here, we'll have more details on what we've got planned for the Patreon private shows. Also, we're going to be doing our live reaction to Big Money Rustlers. Big Money Rustlers, the ICP Western film. Yeah.
I think that it's going to be much worse than Big Money Hustlers. I've seen them both, and I enjoyed Big Money Hustlers quite a bit, despite the...
You did not enjoy it. You're just being a contrarian.
There were moments that I really enjoyed. There were moments that were hell.
He does that all the time, but he was literally cringing while watching it.
Oh, yeah, a lot. I just think Big Money Hustlers is going to be even worse on the cringe factor.
It very well could be. It's a Western with clowns in it.
How new is that one?
It couldn't have come out too much longer after Big Money Hustlers, probably like 1 or 2 years later.
No, I would guess. It was quite a while.
Was
after.
It?
All right.
Yeah, it got caught in developmental hell. They filmed so much of it over like the course of a decade.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like they would get little bits and pieces in and then fill it out. It was a hell of a production. I followed it because I was a big juggalo at the time.
I'm very excited to get into DP Action.
Dumbass! People are discriminating.
Dumbass! We're talking about Saudi Arabia all the time!
At our stupidity.
And you better well learn to love it!
I'm so happy that today is... I mean, not literally today, but right now is about the 10th anniversary of the Boo Ben Knopf video. Have you ever seen this before? No. Oh, it's been parodied. Oh, my God. This is the greatest political heckling in history. I've never seen such an effortless takedown of a politician ever before. All right, people are saying audio problems when videos play. Okay, there's only one thing I can do right now short of literally stopping the whole show and troubleshooting it, and there's no way of knowing how long that's going to happen. I'm going to reset the audio card really quick. I doubt it's going to fix it, but it's worth a try. This will just take 1 second, and all right. Okay. So I doubt we're better, but we'll see what's up with it. Oh, okay. All right.
There we go.
All right. So, Billy, take it away with this. We'll just read like the first few paragraphs really quick just to recap everyone.
A decade ago this summer, former County Commissioner Ben Knopf, a fresh-faced 33-year-old running a fledgling campaign for Toledo mayor, held a news conference in the Old West End to draw attention to something or other. It could have been potholes or sidewalks. He never quite gets around to saying. For all anyone cared, he was there to talk about UFOs. In the end, it hardly mattered. That's because all anyone remembers from that June morning is the man sitting on his porch who, from the moment TV news cameras started rolling, engaged in an oddly hilarious monotone heckling of the candidate. At this point, you might recall the video preserved in perpetuity online showing heckler Maxwell Austin repeatedly interrupting Mr. Knopf's news conference with boos and insinuations of lying. Boo, Ben Knopf! Boo! And so on for nearly 4 minutes.
Yeah, there have been several TV shows who have parodied this because of how great it is. I'm going to play it for you now. Here it is.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Well, we're here today in Parkwood Avenue.
They're having this political rally basically in this guy's front yard. Like, I mean, not literally, like on the sidewalk in front of his front yard. And he's sitting on his front porch just booing him. It's great.
The street that my mother actually grew up on, down the street.
Hey, make sure you guys get that camera right there.
Yeah. Are you done? Okay. All right.
He said, "Are you done?" He's like, "No, I'm gonna keep going." I love it. They did it on South Park. They made a reference to this in a South Park episode.
That's what Is that where that comes from?
Yeah, where he's like, boo, Whitney Testerberger, boo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a situation in Toledo where there's faulty fire.
This happened in my hometown 10 years ago, and I actually used to hang out with this girl that ended up getting married to the heckler.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And
I can see it already. Oh man, you made pizza tonight. Boo! 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 Why is all this mayonnaise on my sandwich? Boo! Boo! Mayonnaise!
Boo! Liar!
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 Boo! Ben Knapp.
I like how unenthusiastic. Boo, Ben Knapp.
Yeah.
Boo.
Liar.
Can I talk now, or do you want to talk? Well, why don't you let me talk, and then you can talk. That's fair. Okay.
That's fair.
Well, we're here again today.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Boo, Ben Knapp, liar, boo.
Oh, this is great, too. This.
Come on down and tell all the TV cameras what your problem is. That way
let's get it out of the way. And then
look at him. This dude has like a mohawk and shit under his Budweiser hat.
Went to school together and he picked on him all the time?
No. No, this guy did not go to the same school.
And you can
Ben
say your
Knapp.
Piece, and we'll go from there. We'll be civilized.
I went to high school with some of Ben Knopf's cousins, though.
That's about
the Knopf family.
You're not coming down here. Okay, well then let me speak my piece, and maybe they'll come interview you afterwards, and you can present your argument. Okay, that's fair.
Watch him laugh. Watch the smile on his face here. Did you see that? Right there. I love that.
Okay. All right. I would say he won the internet today, but this happened a while ago. And I don't know how this is my first time seeing this. This is amazing.
All right. Take four. Faulty. Okay. We're here on Parkwood for a very serious issue.
Nerd up.
We'll stay here all day. I mean, it's fine.
Wait, love it.
They sure picked the wrong fucking porch.
I know.
Do you want to go?
This is in the Old West End in Toledo, and all the houses are really like big old Victorian style houses, and I guess he wanted that as his backdrop for this rally that he was going to talk about, like potholes or whatever he was going
to
talk about.
Them, maybe they'll listen to you, Diamond. No. You scared them. All right. We'll start again. Because this is an important issue. I want to be able to actually communicate it to people.
No votes here, Ben.
Don't let him frustrate you.
I think they became good friends.
I want the media
this.
To be able to hear it because we're talking about an important issue that could affect the lives and safety of many.
Can you hear me? Do we know if Ben Knapp won or not?
He did not win. This year there were like six or seven people running, and he came in second to last.
Damn.
The woman who came in last is known as the local crazy lady that runs for mayor every time.
Oh, damn.
And said God was going to destroy the city.
At least
if she didn't.
Her.
Yeah.
That's an interesting pitch. That's an interesting campaign.
Oh, I can play the news reports with her in it. Those
oh
are
my
great.
God.
Dude, her house has
God
all these.
God will smote your ruin aside the mountain.
You know what's weird, though? Something did end up blowing up in Toledo. And she was like, see?
Good advice. Do you want to just move? I mean, these guys.
You want to just
I feel bad for you guys.
Now you decide to move?
One guy made them all move.
Is that
right? There's like a bunch of camera crews there.
That's what they say, you know. A lot of people think their vote doesn't matter. But one guy can move an entire election.
Okay.
Did he follow them?
No. He just didn't like it out front of his house.
Boo, Ben Knopp.
Yeah, yeah. I have some other videos that we'll play in a minute that are some more political hecklings, but this is the best one.
That is fucking phenomenal.
So Ben Knopp lives in D.C. now, and he's like, who knows what he does there? Political
he works
bullshit.
At Planet Pizza.
No, no, he's still involved in because he's like a lawyer. Yeah. So yeah, it said it's been parodied on South Park, Parks and Recreation, the Cleveland Show.
And with zero say in the matter, Mr. Knopp and Mr. Austin joined the ever expanding world of reluctant internet sensations whose fame is fleeting but never faded.
Yeah.
You think he cried when he got home?
He Maybe. Handled it pretty well. Like, I don't know if he's just like
I don't think he handled it well. I think he either just should have ignored him and left, or he should have fired back at him.
Well, I mean, I guess I would have fired back. So I think that handling it well is not firing back.
Not in this situation.
I know I would be like, I was like, hey, look at this jackass.
It made him look weak. I think normally the best ways that politicians take heckling is by firing back at them. I have a few other interesting heckle-related videos.
Ben Knopp was just like, well, maybe I could say what I want to say. And then
you could say your piece.
You could say your piece afterwards. That's fair.
It's like negotiating. It's like it's like watching like white parents when their kids like is acting up in Walmart and shit, and they just be like, all right, like, if I give you this, will you act like you got somebody? No, slap the shit out of them.
Yeah. Negotiating with terrorists.
If you can't handle one heckler, how the fuck you gonna run the city?
Negotiating with terrorists is bad
is that
enough.
A weird thing to
say? Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that.
This guy was negotiating with some dude on his porch day drinking.
It's true.
What do you think? Maybe afterwards I'll buy you a julep if you let me finish my little story here I want to tell the press. Is that okay?
Boo, Ben Knopp, I don't want your fucking julep. I'm drinking Budweiser. I'm drinking a Steve Weiser, Ben Knopp.
I like
city dwellers and people from
that bit just now.
Here's John McCain getting trolled or
small towns and rural communities. Teachers and machinists,
he just hauls
day
off
laborers,
and calls the person the fucking
and presidents.
Racial slur.
Families in every place in America have a relative of.
Is it the Hamburglar?
Robble, robble.
Robble, robble.
Jerk.
Got him. Ben Knopp would be president of the United States right now if he just called that guy
been
a jerk.
Like, jerk.
Yep. Yep.
Chill out, dighead.
Here's the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, getting heckled while he's trying to give a speech. It's
Green New Deal.
By Trump.
We worked very hard for this. This is the world's first.
Is that a Casio
Corn Bread? Dirty buildings like Trump Towers to come in with their ass.
I don't like Trump, but it's funny how these Trump supporters was like, hey, there's escalators right behind him. We'll just ride up and down the escalator.
That's really funny.
Ride up and down escalators. Yeah, that's awesome.
Trump's buildings in New York City.
That is the best use of poster board I've seen since any high school fair project.
Yeah.
We produce as much greenhouse gases as 5,800 cars a year. And we won't allow them to go on like that. So we have a message for President Trump and all the other big building owners in New York City. Cut your emissions or we will cut something you really care about. We will take your money.
Okay.
Oh, I'm glad he was going.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
I'm glad he said it was money. thought they were going to cut off his fucking mushroom-headed warrior.
Here's a heckler hitting Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was governor with an egg, and he actually handles it really well.
He got Schwarzenegged?
Just wait. He actually he handled... This is one of the best ways to handle something like this. This is like a Arnold cut from a video about it.
Hit me with an egg?
Just wait.
Where's the ham and the bacon?
But just because you're a megastar doesn't mean everyone's pleased to see you.
Yeah, so there's where he got hit with an egg. His bodyguard's like, oh shit, gotta get this egg off of him. He's just like, whatever. He didn't even miss a step. Kind of like when that dude drop kicked him.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just get up and move forward.
Yeah.
Like Luke Cage said, always forward.
About this reaction, and, you got hit by an egg. Oh, what do you think of?
Well, this guy owes me bacon now.
Got him.
Yes. Yeah.
Got him.
Turn it into brunch. I like it.
But there's no choice about it, because I mean, you can't just have eggs without bacon. But this is just all part of, you know, the free speech. I think it's great. You see these people here screaming out, imagine you're in some communist state or some dictatorship. You couldn't do that. That's why I love this country. And
I love this country because they can throw eggs at people.
Yeah. Which you technically can't, right?
Like, no, if that guy would have gotten caught, they probably would have charged him with assault. And technically it is assault. So,
is it really?
Yeah,
it doesn't even have to be like a boiled egg. Like,
yeah, I mean, like it's assault, just like spitting on someone is, or like throwing a bucket of water on somebody, or whatever, without their permission. Technically, if that person wanted to press charges against you, they could.
Which they should.
Man,
like
all right,
you shouldn't go around throwing eggs at Arnold Schwarzenegger. Wasn't it? They threw a shoe at fucking
George Bush.
George Bush.
And in the Middle East, that's like the high middle disrespect. Finger. Yeah, yeah, basically.
I feel like the ground is too hot to be throwing shoes and walking barefoot in the Middle East. Maybe my perception of their temperatures is wrong, but I just feel like that's not a place you want to walk barefoot.
I don't know. I mean, it gets hot in some parts of it.
I've never walked barefoot in the Middle East.
I've never been to the Middle East, but I don't know. I'm going to step away to take a restroom break. Billy, you do your thing. Actually, you know what I'll do? We'll get back into these heckling videos in a second, but I'll open up the Q&A.
Awesome. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
I'll read some of these super chats. Man, it's been a long time since I've been home, but it's good to be back. I've been cooking so long in the South American sun that I look like your sexy guest tonight. Fidel Castro, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
He's saying that Hannibal and Monty are good looking guys, and he's right.
You guys are Capitone Atlanteans.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's strange. Executable says, Billy, do you like making the cums? Yeah. Is there any more? Yeah. Juggalo V says, thoughts on Hobson's new song. Have you guys watched this?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that shit is heavy.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it yet.
I hope he's okay. Like, seriously.
Yeah, it's basically like a suicide letter in musical form, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's funny? What's interesting, Monty and I were talking the other day, and I said, like, if I went to high school with Hobson, he would be that kid that would be voted most likely to kill himself when he gets older. And then you say that about the song, it's like, oh, shit, like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that dude's got some demons he's wrestling right now.
Yeah.
He used to be an actor on the Disney Channel, right?
Do it to you, I guess.
Yeah, he's got some credits on one of those. It might be a Nickelodeon or whatever, but he was like a kid in the school. He didn't have like a big role. I think it was Disney. I don't know. I like Hobson enough.
I love Hobson.
I was at it was That's So Raven. That's what it was. He was on That's
really?
So Raven.
What?
Yeah.
What? Get the fuck out of here. Hold on. I'm Googling this shit.
Yeah. He was an extra on That So Raven because he grew up in LA.
Oh, shit. As soon as I typed in Hobson in the letters TH, you know, That So Raven just auto-corrected. I mean, yeah. It just auto-filled.
That's insane.
There he is. Holy shit.
Manny wants to know if he can join at VidCon next year. Maybe. This year was crazy. I got the house I stayed at had a Rusty Cage and Reactor and Emp Lemon. And they're all pretty chill people. But the house had like a waterfall in the pool. And it was right by the convention center. So it turned into like this giant house party for the entire week. People just kept showing up. Every damn night there was more and more people. It was pretty awesome. Cool. How many dicks did Billy suck at VidCon? Just enough. Just enough. But yeah, I actually watched Hobson's new song. Kid Behind a Camera showed it to me. I don't know if you guys are familiar with his YouTube channel.
No.
It's like his dad was Angry Grandpa YouTube, like royalty. I've been talking to him online for a long time. First time we got to really hang out was at VidCon this year. And he was like, dude, have you heard this new Hobson song? And I was like, nope. And he played it for me. And I was like, damn, I wouldn't have heard it if it wasn't for him. Yeah, Dragon of the West said, here's some money for a great show. Enjoying my day off with some pot roast and cookies made with cannabis butter. I made an Instapot. Did you make the cookies in the Instapot? Or the butter in the Instapot? Good to see Monty and Lord Jamarcus on again. That's not true. That's not true.
Yeah, that's Hannibal. We just call him Lord Jamarcus.
Yeah.
His name is Lord Magicus, but whenever I see his name, it's just like my fucking what's the thing? My dyslexia. It's like my dyslexia works where I see regular words, but then I see him black. So it's like his name is Magicus, but I see Jamarcus. So you got
some Ebonics level dyslexia.
Yeah, man, it's just weird, bro. It is super selective. Like, it works when it wants to work.
Dragon the West says, I know it's a meme, but we was Atlanteans and shit. Hannibal and Monty, you guys have to do maybe an episode about Afro-Atlanteans where you guys talk about people white stole advanced technology from Africans. Damn.
They took our motherfucking vibranium.
Vibranium.
So I'm gonna move into this next one here. This is one of the best politicians to laugh at ever. R.I.P. to Rob Ford, the former mayor of Toronto. Here's one of his.
It's the story that keeps on giving.
In 1 year, I received 3,000 letters through the mail. 46,000 CMS messages, 138,000 emails, 123,000 phone calls, and between my home number and my cell number and my OnStar number in my car, I received 22,000 numbers. Are you aware of that?
Toronto Mayor Rob Ford fights to hang on to his job after owning up to smoking crack cocaine, buying drugs, and drink driving. The city.
Yeah. So.
And drink driving.
The council looking at imposing further limits on his power as they can't simply fire him and he refuses to step down. As if that wasn't enough for Ford, he gets heckled from the public gallery.
Yeah, he starts getting heckled. This is great.
And as he rushes around to confront the member of the public, he knocks over Councillor Pam McConnell, holding on to her before she hits the floor. Despite being nearly run over, she tries to calm him down. Another bad day at the office for a man whose skin must grow a little thicker every day.
Wow.
He's dead now.
I like it.
Ford died and his brother took over.
Yeah, that's true.
How does somebody smoke crack and be a total piece of shit, aggro fucking asshole, and be so beloved that he dies and starts a dynasty? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Only
I mean, think about fucking Marion Barry in D.C. It was like, you know, like he became the mayor, got caught smoking crack, fucking a prostitute, you know, lost a job and then got reelected years later. You know, people was like, yeah, we know he smoked crack, but you know, he really got all those potholes fixed on Main Street. That's what he's
good for. Up all night smoking crack, fixing potholes. We need more people like that.
Yeah.
The Seattle mayor was like a kid diddler, right?
I think so. Yeah. I don't think he was mayor. I think he might have been mayor right when I first moved here, but not for very long.
That's fucked. I'd rather have Rob Ford or Marion Barry smoking crack.
Check another one off the Billy quota list. You can't finish a whole fucking show without Billy mentioning some form of pedophilia happening. Don't look at me like you don't do that, too. You know you do.
It was
you know
relevant.
You do.
It was
okay,
relevant.
Whatever.
Yeah, we're denigrating.
You find a way to make it relevant.
We're denigrating crackhead politicians, but I'm like, at least.
Okay.
At least they're not that guy.
Okay, sure. Yeah. True. Sure, whatever, buddy. Guy. Okay. Here's what's this one?
Thank you, everyone. Do you want me to talk or do you want to yell?
Now on Night Beat, loud boos drown out San Francisco's mayor. Tonight, neighbors clash at a community meeting over plans for a new homeless shelter. Good evening to you. I'm Veronica Dela Cruz.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. The location of the proposed center, a prized area along the Embarcadero waterfront. Night Beat's Kit Doe was at tonight's meeting where things got heated. Kit?
Yes, we're standing right here at the very spot where the shelter will be going if it gets approved. And of course, it's got a $1 million view. Very contentious meeting tonight. Mayor Breed basically walked right into the lion's den on this one. She got shouted down and booed as she spent the rest of the meeting trying to listen.
Heard.
At the beginning of the meeting, the facilitator tried to set the ground rules.
No hissing, please.
But it didn't last long.
No hissing.
Here's the thing. You know, I'm sad. I am home, born and raised in San Francisco. Part of the challenge we have is sir. So either you let me speak or you leave.
The 90-minute meeting put on by the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing was meant to be informational, a first glimpse at what the 44,000-square-foot navigation center might look like, design, colors, amenities, and so on.
Here, there's a kind of a brick red color.
There will be an outdoor space for relaxing, room for pets. There were before and after photos of encampments, and SFPD promised 4 patrols a day, 7 days a week, to specifically look for loitering, drug use, and tents.
We've been very successful at all.
Oh man, I just wanted to see the heckling.
Wow. Yeah.
How do you guys feel about the homeless with pets? Is that fair or foul?
I don't know.
I think it's fair.
You think
as long as they take care of them, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What happens if you lose your home and you have a pet? Like,
as long as they actually feed them and stuff and don't just use them to get more money, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is one of my all-time favorite hecklings that went totally wrong for the heckler. And a lot of people are going to remember this one. This is
Kramer?
No. No. This is political.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. now you got to meet your next quota, Billy the Fridge, which is
What's
the N-word quota, right?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yep. I don't think
we,
so.
We hit the objectifying women quota, then we hit the pedophilia quota. So next is the N-word quota, right?
I feel like you're painting an awkward picture here, Ben. I was suggesting that Salel Moonfry's breast reduction was a very sad procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And then I suggested that the...
I don't need a recap of it.
I don't remember what else fucking went through. Okay. I don't remember this shit.
All right.
I just want homeless people to have pets.
There you go. You're on the right side of this, Billy.
I'll be impeached, Bush, all right? Also, were you a member of Skull and Bones College of Bush? Were you?
So, John Kerry was doing this Q&A thing at a university, like a town hall meeting type thing. And this guy gets up trying to fuck with him, asking him if he's a member of a secret society and stuff.
The same secret society.
That's all right.
And then the cops grab him.
Wow.
Do you remember this?
Did they tase him?
Oh, yeah.
Is this the Don't Tase Me, Bro?
Oh, yeah. This is Don't Tase Me, Bro.
Help!
He's not helping his situation right now by jumping around and yelling.
They're arresting me. What have I done? What have I done? Get away from me, man. Get away from me. Get off of me. What did I do? What did
this
I
is
do?
White privilege.
Get off of me. What did I do? What did I do? Help! Help! Put your hands on your back! Help me, man! Get off of me! I didn't do anything! Help me! Help me! Help! They're arresting me!
You'll be tased if you do not comply!
You'll be tased if you do not comply! Can you let me go? I'll walk out of here! Let me go! Hold on, you son!
Do it now!
Put your hands on your back!
I think you've never taken it.
So, and you can hear John Kerry in the background being like, I wanted to answer his question.
This situation.
You all have an option.
I'll answer his question. Unfortunately, he's not available to come up here.
You hear John Kerry's like, I wanted to answer his question, but unfortunately, he's not available right now. It's like, yeah, he's not.
Yeah, he's indisposed at the moment.
Right.
Yes, I was stolen bones, and now I'm married to the heir to the Heinz ketchup fortune.
What did I do? Get off.
He said it's a very important question.
Very important.
I didn't do anything.
I've been hazed worse than this in the skull and bones.
Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me, bro.
Here we go.
Don't tase me. I didn't do anything. Ow! Ow!
I don't really think he deserved to be tased, but it is funny listening to him yell.
Oh, he totally deserved to be tased.
I don't know.
They would have fucking shot somebody for doing this.
Just because they would do something worse doesn't mean they deserve something that's still bad. That's such a fucked up way of thinking.
If you evade the police like this, you're lucky to just catch a taser.
Okay.
What did I do?
Like, what did I do?
You survived a police encounter. That's what you did, man.
Yeah, you did.
That is a badge of honor. Shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I agree with Ben's point. Like even though I think if that was a different person, you know, it would have ended differently. I think, you know, we need to strive to have the police, you know, react like this more often, you know, where they were able to peaceably, you know, handle that situation. Nobody died. And it was funny. You know, I think cops should do more funny arrests.
Yeah.
Keystone cops.
That should be part of the training.
You never know who could have a heart condition. I mean, like, someone could have a bad heart and get tased and they could die from it. So even though it technically isn't lethal force, it can still be lethal.
Yeah. And that would be sad.
Yeah. Here's an old school favorite one of people who like Reagan, but I don't really see what was so great about it, but people still love it. Here it is.
Cater lost his cool, and even that turned out to be to his advantage. It was in San Diego, the last stop on the last day of the campaign. He's tired. There are problems with the lights, and there's a heckler that just won't quit.
There are cities in Michigan.
Yeah, you're right. There are cities in Michigan. Good one,
Detroit,
Mr.
Rapids,
President.
Ann Arbor.
I've never seen any of these.
Can you name another one?
Before. Where are they?
What about Kalamazoo?
I didn't know Kalamazoo was in Michigan.
What?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Lansing.
There's just Lansing. And
Lansing?
There's Lansing. There's more.
I'm not a big Michigan fan.
Me neither. But I know.
You know a lot about them.
Shut up.
Oh, God.
That got a standing ovation. Aw, shut up. I don't get it, but whatever. Oh, dude, here's an old one of Anthony Weiner getting heckled.
For his tiny dick pic?
You're a real scumbag, Anthony. Wow, very nice to play this.
He's at a deli in New York. You see all the Jewish people everywhere?
Oh, look, this guy is kosher. Married to an Arab? Oh, God.
Very nice. In front of children. Nice. That is charming.
I mean, is that why they're giving him shit?
Married to an Arab?
Is that really why they're giving him shit? Man, there's way worse things to give him shit for. Charming.
Yeah, it takes one to know one, jackass.
New York mayoral candidate Anthony Weiner gets into a heated argument with a voter while out on the campaign trail. The row escalated after Weiner was visiting a bakery where the man called him a scumbag and made a reference to his wife.
Okay, well, wow. It's hard to be on Anthony Weiner's side, but yeah, you giving him shit because he's married to someone who's an Arab? That's just xenophobic trash right there. So fuck that. But yeah, Anthony Weiner's a piece of shit.
That's not too awesome. I want to know what Anthony Weiner ordered from the deli.
Probably just weird? A bagel or something.
Well,
is it morning? Well, I mean, the sun's out. I guess it could be morning time. Yeah, it could be getting a cream cheese bagel.
Some gefilte fish.
Dude, in New York, there's like bagel shops and delis everywhere. Man,
when's the last time I had a fucking bagel?
Dude, the last time I was in New York, I stayed right across the street from a 24-hour deli. They have delis that are just open 24 hours there. It's crazy. Shit. You get pastrami on rye.
Yeah.
24 hours a day.
It's really good.
Yes.
The Cantor's in Hollywood is 24 hours, I'm pretty sure. And they do that delicious pastrami and rye.
You know, fun fact about Monty, I've never had pastrami. I don't even know what the fuck that tastes like.
You fucking beat me to the punch. I was just about to say, I've never had that before. Sometimes whenever we come on y'all's show, I always be afraid to admit certain things because I'm like, man, I'm just sounding like the typical sheltered black person. Never had pastrami on rye before.
The thing that you said that fucking shocked me the most, like, I don't think I've ever been more shocked by anyone ever saying anything on this show more than you being like, I've never heard of a place having good chowder before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
I'm still on that.
Yeah, I put a meme on our fucking Instagram page about how fucking gumbo is superior to chowder. And it was like all these random people just jumped in like, no, it's not. Chowder's amazing. You blasted me. Who the fuck are you people? These aren't even followers. Chowder, I can't even tag that shit.
Chowder is like gumbo if you add mayo to it.
But it's not. I don't think there is. There's not mayo in there's chowder. Not,
yeah, but it's a very creamy. Like
it is creamy. Yeah, it's
very creamy.
Soup.
Like a mayo is creamy.
But it's not. It doesn't taste like mayo.
It's like the mayo of soups.
I'm sorry, that joke didn't land.
Chowder is the mayo of soups.
Oh my god.
Chowder's more of a northern thing. Like you find chowder in Seattle, you find chowder in Maine. You know?
Northeast, northwest.
Yeah. So
wherever there's
again, I'll say when we make our way out there, I want some good chowder. Take me to the best chowder.
We're going to take you to the chowder house.
Where's the best chowder?
Probably Ivers.
Is it just Ivers?
Probably the...
Because Ivers is like... Yeah, I mean, it's good stuff.
Probably go to the good Ivers, not the one Grotsky down, Ivers.
Yeah. Are you talking about the one like down by the Sound?
The
right
Salmon
there?
House, maybe?
Okay, yeah, the Ivers Salmon House.
Yeah.
Yeah. They batter and deep fry salmon. It's so good. Like deep fried salmon.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, it's so good.
Monty.
What's that?
They're discussing different places to have chowder at.
I know. I want to know what I want to experience good chowder. Who better to ask? They're right there where chowder's good.
Have you guys ever had a Mongolian hot pot before?
Is that a sexual position?
Yeah, no. That sounds like it. Is that the when you put the thumb in the butt and you wait? Which one is that?
Mongolian hot pot is like. Mongolian hot pot is like a giant soup in the middle of the table, and then the broth is like bone broth. And if you like spicy stuff, they can make it like half and half spicy. And basically, they just bring you all this raw meat and raw veggies and noodles and stuff, and you put it in the soup. You dump it in when you want it, and it only takes, what, like 2 to 3 minutes to cook?
Yeah, it's really quick. It's at your table.
And they bring you, it's all you can eat. And they just keep bringing you like fresh stuff to dump into the soup. And then you just like pull it out and eat it when you're ready. Like they give you a ladle and a strainer to like take the things you want. And then another great thing here is Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
Which is like, you go in it's all you can eat. And there's a grill in the middle of your table and they bring you like the different types of like seasoned raw meat and you just cook it right there on the table. And it just like is nonstop.
And if you haven't had enough all you can eat, we also have Brazilian barbecue.
Oh, here, yes.
Which is really
Brazilian good. Steakhouse. Yeah, that shit's good. But that's everywhere.
Yeah, we got them shits all over Atlanta now. It's just like after Groupon popped up, it was like the Brazilian steakhouses popped up. And they're all in the Asian parts of town too. Like I'm like there's like we got like the Latino parts of town, and we got like the Asian parts of town, and all the Brazilian steak places are in the Asian parts of town.
Our Asian parts of town is called Seattle.
Yeah. Well, we do have the international district, sure, which is
and there's
next there, level Asian,
and there's little Saigon. There's like a little Vietnamese area too, but there's Asians everywhere here, everywhere. That's why there's so much Asian food everywhere.
A lot of people say that we're actually the lost city of Atlantis.
Why are we on the Pacific then?
Why are you
that makes
to steal
no
that
sense
from us, Billy the Fridge?
That's don't how lost that we are.
We're so lost we're not even in the right ocean.
Yeah.
How the fuck did that happen? What else do we have? Man, I think we're just going to move on to the next one here, the next segment. Were there any new Streamlabs that came in? I don't think so. Man, I want to thank Lord Vader, who helped us get to 25% of our goal during the pre-show. I was doing the pre-show over on DP Underground, and Lord Vader just kept throwing me 50s. Out of nowhere.
Wow.
So thank you for that, Lord
That's
Vader.
Boy.
That's awesome.
We're
going
to get into crazy That's people. Awesome. Send in your stuff, guys. Send in your Streamlabs, and we will read them at the end of this segment. I watched this one last night on my stream, but I thought we had to watch it today.
You gotta share.
Yeah, this is great, and you're gonna love. You know, Wild Billy has the best titles for his videos.
Oh God!
Yeah, so here it is.
President Wild Bill.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Oh, Wild Bill for America here, and I'm wearing my Hillary Clinton T-shirt. The Americans from Benghazi are still dead, and Clinton still has not been investigated for it. We definitely need some new politics in the USA. Try some of these on for size. How would this be for reforming America? Number one, all speech is protected under the First Amendment, especially speech that some people may find offensive. This includes any and all statements regarding race, religion, sexual orientation, etc. If you're offended by words, then that's your problem and nobody else's. Number two, the Second Amendment is the only permit needed for any legal citizen to carry a firearm, either openly or concealed.
So Second what? Amendment alone. I mean, so that also means regardless of age, too? Because like, because the Second Amendment, I mean, that like any U.S. citizen, right? So a five-year-old can be packing heat.
Fuck it. Little Tommy Turner got the burner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three, gender is determined by a person's DNA. To publicly present yourself as the incorrect gender should probably be considered for prosecution. As
so to be transgender now illegal. Now
be
illegal
prosecuted to the fullest extent
under President Wild Bill, under the Wild Bill administration. Transgenders going to prison. Actually, it gets even worse.
Criminal fraud. Number four, the United States of America was founded securely upon the principles and values of the Christian faith. Expressing and living these values is a civil right under the First Amendment. No person, business, or government agency shall hinder the full and free expression of Christian beliefs or doctrines. Number five, getting serious now. Education is sacred in the USA, and therefore it shall be a criminal offense for any educator to knowingly and intentionally lie to the students.
What does he consider a lie? Like, where are we going?
Lying in general is not illegal, and it shouldn't be. lying under oath is illegal because, you know, when it's in court, it has to be viewed in a different way. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I like how he was like, no liars in the classroom here. But earlier he's like, if you're offended by words, that's your problem.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. He was saying free speech should be protected no matter what, no matter what it is. But now
say whatever they want. Honestly, but you can't say shit about Christianity.
Yeah. Right. Right. So you can't talk shit about Christianity and you can't lie, but you have total freedom of speech.
Number six, 10% is good enough for God, should also be good enough for the IRS. Sorry, Washington, that would leave only enough money for legitimate government programs.
Wow. So lower the federal tax rate to 10% is what he's saying for everybody.
You think if everybody paid 10% without any sort of tax cuts, that maybe we'd have more money in the system?
I don't think so. Yo, dude, no. Don't even hit me with this flat tax stuff, please.
$9.99. What programs would get cut first in that situation? Like, what would be the first
corporate welfare? Maybe.
You think No. They cut everything that they didn't want to be there. Whoever was in charge would cut the things that were least important to them.
No more Planned Parenthood.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
PBS and NPR. Fuck that shit. Fuck educational stuff. Fuck that.
No more. We want for 9/11 victims.
We still need big guns and bombs, though.
All government employees, from the president, the House of Congress, on down, shall be promptly prosecuted without delay whenever probable cause for any criminal violation shall arise. And number eight, there shall be an independent investigatory agency made.
What?
So you can get prosecuted for probable cause?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The House of Congress on down
shall be promptly prosecuted without delay whenever probable cause for any criminal violation shall arise. And number eight, there shall be an independent investigatory agency made up of state and local law enforcement officers from all 50 states, chosen at random to serve a two-year term investigating corruption within the federal government.
That's ridiculous. You can tell that's like his wet dream to do that. The government calls him up to investigate all the fucking Democrats.
These officers shall have full subpoena and arrest power, and they may require any government official to undergo polygraph examination at any time.
Polygraph.
Number nine, anti-discrimination laws are a joke. They themselves have become discriminatory. Therefore, all anti-discriminatory laws shall be null and void. This means that any business has the right to refuse service to anyone for any reason. Further, no business shall be forced to hire persons of low moral character. Employers may reject any applicant for any reason without explaining to anyone.
Okay, so Trump shouldn't be president then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 10, every person...
He's of a little moral character.
So receiving government welfare benefits shall be listed on a...
Did you see the video of Trump hanging out with Epstein at a party at his house? There's like a bunch of hot ladies on the dance floor. Like Trump's having a party at his house.
Are they at least adults?
They are... Yeah, of course they are. But they're all like gawking at the ladies together, like talking back and forth and like being like, yeah, she's fucking hot, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty hilarious. But now he's like, I didn't like him. He wasn't my friend.
Oh, yeah, right.
But it's like there's videos of you hanging out with them at parties at your house.
There's videos of you going family style on underage fucking models.
How much they receive and how long.
It said they were like cheerleader, like NFL cheerleaders.
They've been on the government dole. The taxpayers have the right to know. Those who are able-bodied and able to work shall be promptly removed from public assistance and might be prosecuted under the criminal fraud statutes.
Dude, everyone's going to prison with President Wild Bill. Like, everybody.
Number 11. Any person who enters the United States in violation of immigration law shall be permanently banned from ever receiving U.S. citizenship. And those who are here illegally are entitled to no benefits other than emergency medical care. And
I think I keep waiting for the SpongeBob 2 hours later.
Oh,
number
just,
39.
Just wait. Wait. We'll
go to jail.
Probably. Wait until the next thing he says here, though. Wait until his proposed solution to illegal immigration. Here it is. Okay. Here it is.
Those who are caught illegally in the USA shall be transferred to our new National Illegal Alien Holding Facility in Namibia, Africa.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
He wants to build a giant concentration camp in Africa and ship all of the illegal immigrants there.
Okay, why does that make sense in any way, shape, or form at all?
So you don't like America? Go back to Africa.
I mean, unless you're not
from there, then you're
from Mexico.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? Right. We took a whole lot from Africa. It's time we start giving back.
Yeah, right. It's so that everybody can tell anybody to go back to Africa.
Yeah.
Go back to Africa for the first time.
Namibia shall be paid handsomely for providing tent cities for as many illegals as we can send them. You want to clean up America? Well, I just told you how to do it.
Okay, hold up. Let's.
He's so pleased with himself.
Let's do a fantasy. You know what I'm saying? Let's do a fantasy concentration camp. Okay. All right. Let's just imagine what area of the world we could send all of our illegals from another area of the world to. We could pick and choose what area to send them to and what area the people are coming from that we send them to. And the idea is to figure out who would have the best cuisine after like 100 years of being redistributed. Like if you send the illegal Mexicans to Namibia, they're going to have some pretty interesting dishes there, right?
Oh, that shit would be fucking amazing.
Okay. Did you know what?
Did
you know Liberia is a country that was founded by African Americans that went back to Africa and formed a country.
Yeah,
it's so crazy. But I don't hear very good things about Liberian food. It must not be too great.
Huh. All right. How about this?
Michael Jackson made that song about that Liberian girl. That's it. I don't know that song at all. All the black people in your chat are like, yes, I remember that song. So, okay.
How about we take Swedish immigrants and we send them to Thailand? How good would that food be? A concentration camp in Thailand 100 years from now?
This is Wild Bill for America. Thanks for watching.
That'd be delicious.
And America, bless God again.
All right.
How much do you think he got in his PayPal after that video?
$17.
I don't know. He's not really that popular. It's funny because he does like these speaking engagements. And I watch him and I'm like, how many people are at these? You know, I don't know.
He might just have, you know, like a coalition of old crotchety racists and they give each other favors.
Yeah.
Like, oh, come on out to Punxsutawney. You can talk in front of the groundhog. Punxsutawney Bill. Come on out, Wild Bill. He's out there in front of like 8 ladies crocheting and a fucking guy who's just recently realized that his Confederate flag was not actually a Confederate flag, but a cape used by Evel Knievel in 1974.
Why Libya? Why was that the African country of choice?
Like, I feel like Namibia.
I thought he said Namibia. I thought he said Namibia.
I don't know if he said. I don't know. He didn't say Libya or Liberia.
Yeah.
He said, it started with an A.
I thought it was, I don't know. I just.
I don't know.
Whatever. I would love to have some tacos 100 years from now from Namibia.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah. I can say what you want about concentration camps, right? They're terrible. They're horrible. But the cuisine would come about.
They wouldn't be able to make their own cuisine, dude.
This you don't think so?
Everybody just correct.
In a concentration camp, you think they make their own food and they get their ingredients they want?
No, but like.
You know what, by the way, Billy, I got an email from Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, yeah?
And he said he's going to sue the fuck out of you if you don't stop making the people's eyebrow in every fucking picture you take.
What?
Yeah, we figured it out. We figured it out, motherfucker. You make the people's eyebrow in every fucking picture you take.
No.
Yeah, I looked at it and I'm like, I saw two pictures. One was an old picture of you and one was a new one. You're making the fucking people's eyebrow in both of them. And so I'm like scrolling through your Twitter. Every fucking picture you're in, You're making the people's eyebrow.
Yeah. You know why?
It's not original.
It doesn't have to be.
It does.
It's appropriation.
It does.
I'm appropriating Rock's eyebrow.
Yeah, because parts of Dwayne Johnson are black. So, yeah, it's, you know.
Yeah. That's
appropriation. True. All super random. You know, I'm not trying to get off topic, but did you know that Alberto Del Rio was about to fight Tito Ortiz in an MMA match?
Really?
He did fight MMA before. There are videos. It was weird because when he first started doing it, he wore his luchador mask. So he has competed professionally before.
Wait, when he started wrestling or when he did MMA? MMA.
He did MMA before pro wrestling. He did pro wrestling in Mexico first, then he did MMA, and then he came to WWE.
Yes. Okay. All right. That's when I heard that fight, I was just like, I saw it on Sports and it was like, oh yeah, Tito Ortiz is going to be coming out of retirement to fight Alberto Del Rio.
Well, I'm pretty sure Tito Ortiz, especially in his prime, would have beat the shit out of Alberto Del Rio, but I guess I don't know now. I don't know enough about what's going on with them.
I still think Tito is going to murder
Who's
him.
Who's older?
Like, he's got
That's a good question.
Probably Tito.
Tito probably is. Honestly though, they're just gonna get a big paycheck. They probably won't even bop each other too hard.
I was trying to find, there is a video out there of Del Rio on YouTube doing an MMA match. He beat one guy by like body slamming him, like down at you, like
shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
no way. I'm Googling it now. They say there's a fight between Alberto Del Rio and Mirko Krokop. What the fuck?
Yeah, there might be.
That's insane. Mirko Krokop, like, at one point was
guy.
Like, he was like knocking everybody out with like head kicks. Like, you know how like Holly Holm knocked out Ronda Rousey? So yeah. Like Krokop basically did that to like everybody in like Europe for like a decade. Like everybody in Europe and in Asia for like a decade. Just like he won all his fights with a head kick. See, like, you ready? You ready? Let's get it on. It's over. Head kick. Like every time. That's amazing.
Let me see here.
Alberto Del Rio did MMA. All right.
Yeah.
I apologize. I didn't mean to take a off of what you call it. Yes, Brad Lamb. Krokop is a kickboxing legend. super random. I'm friends with UFC fighter Pat Barry. He's from New Orleans. We went to college together. And Pat fought Krokop and was winning the fight. And then he got like awestruck because he was fighting Krokop. And then Krokop came back and beat his ass. So
he got awestruck. And that's how he got his ass beat. He was like, whoa, this is awesome. Getting my ass beat by Krokop.
Yeah, well, no. Pat was winning the fight like very decisively, and then it was like at a certain point he just backed off. He was just like, I can't believe I'm fighting Mirko Krokop, and Krokop was like, yeah, you fighting Krokop, all right? Krokop beat his ass.
Do you think Krokop would beat my ass if I started stealing his kick like I stole The Rock Johnson's eyebrow?
One's a lot more difficult to do.
I know, but I pretty much mastered the eyebrow, so I can work on the kick now. No matter how difficult the eyebrow is.
Yeah, if you mastered that kick, first off, I would love to see it. Second of all, you would be the most dangerous rapper in Seattle for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta master the kick.
I'm gonna play a few more in a second here.
I almost beat up a girl at VidCon.
What?
Yeah, she said that she knew black belt. She was a black belt in karate.
Uh huh.
And I was like, I can still kick your ass. And she's like, I don't know. And I was like, you're 5'1". Like, I'm pretty sure I could kick your ass. And then I went to go kick her ass, but then she backed down. But I don't know if she backed down out of honor for her craft.
This is such a dumb
because she thought
story.
I was going to beat her ass. I wasn't sure.
All right. Yeah, here it is.
Hey, white/black guys. It's me and the ladies' anniversary tomorrow, and was wondering if $75 is enough to request a playing of You Deserve an Oscar because Lady Articus certifiably is red carpet ready.
Oh damn. God. Oh, dude, how can you say no to that? I will. Yeah, that's definitely enough, man. I'll do it. Happy anniversary. I'll play it in just a second here, but I wanted to show a little bit of this since Hannibal mentioned it. Yeah, so that's Alberto Del Rio on the right. Yeah. It's either his father or his uncle was like a legendary luchador, Dos Caras.
Mil Mascaras?
No, Dos Caras.
Oh, Dos Caras? Yeah, Mil Mascaras was the grandfather, I think. Dos Caras? Maybe I'm...
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Mil Mascaras.
I think he's third generation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely him. He looks like he could do some damage. I mean,
no, I don't believe it. That's go muscle. I mean, that's show muscle, not go muscle.
I don't think he wins this one. I think he loses. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
He's fighting Mikko Krokopov. I know he loses this fight.
He's trying to circle him.
Mil Mascaras is his uncle.
Okay, Mil Mascaras is his uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's already down. What the
fuck? Yeah, I think that was the end. I think he might have taken a kick. I don't want to play too much of it, but
he got hit hard with that swipe.
Yeah, he got knocked.
And he got paid more. He got paid more to take that kick than most people get paid an entire year at their jobs.
That shit hit different when it's a real punch.
Yeah. I mean, he's like the type of wrestling he did was like the, you know, like the flippy kind of shit.
Would you take a 20 grand payout to get knocked out by Krokop?
I don't know.
No.
It depends. Like the hospital bill might be more than that.
Well, I mean, you're probably covered, right?
I don't think
under
so.
Under the fight regulations. Like, I would totally fight like somebody in MMA and just get knocked the shit out of me for like a little prize purse.
I'm not surprised.
Like, I wouldn't care.
Like, would you let John Jones punch you in the face as hard as he could? For
John
Bones
Jones? I mean, here's what I do. I would fight him and probably get mopped up real quick, right? Like real quick.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just sit there and let him punch me in the head. He'd do it on his own, right? He'd get me.
Yeah.
But I would go toe to toe with John Bones Jones, and he'd knock me the hell out.
Nigga, please. I'm not fighting John Bones Jones.
This one for all my beautiful women around the world.
I mean, yeah, he won't even take a zap from a shock collar. So what makes you think he would?
True.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Look at the level we're dealing with.
When you guys come to Seattle, we got to do like an ebony and ivory spin the wheel. And half the wheel will be like, eat mayonnaise, take a zap. And the other half will be like, watch 48 hours of Juggalo videos.
Okay.
We have the worst forms of torture. Is she red carpet ready, girl? When you stand out there,
you look like a true star. Girl, you deserve an Oscar.
Hey, everyone out there that's watching right now, did the audio get better? Is the like, give me your honest opinion. I'm probably opening up
Pandora's box.
But I went and listened to it. I left the room and listened to it with headphones on from my phone. And it sounded perfectly fine to me.
My mama messaged me and she said it doesn't sound bad at all to me.
Oh, okay.
My mama said
you should have told me.
Well, I figured, you know, I figured it was fixed.
Oh, well, I don't know. You deserve an Oscar. You deserve an Oscar. Red carpet ready, girl. You deserve an Oscar. You deserve an Oscar. Oh, by the way, I'm gifting all of this to everybody. We are we're doing the post show on Twitch.
Ooh.
So check that out. There's definitely going to be some video watching. Eventually there might be some game playing, but yes, post show on Twitch. We haven't done one in a while. We got to make up for lost time. Be good to our peeps. I'll tell you what. We love you guys. Our fans. You're great.
We do love you.
You're great.
I miss you guys so much. All the time at VidCon, I was like, I wish this party would stop. I could stop having so much fun with everybody.
No, Billy the Fridge.
So I could come home and hang out with my
DP. You don't get to pretend like DP, that was the case.
My DP family.
Billy was like, I'd like to come back, but, you know, fuck the DP fans. They're going to have to wait around for Boogie.
I was supposed to be back Tuesday.
Yeah, you were supposed to be back Tuesday, but you decided Boogie's schedule was more important than the DP fan.
I've been waiting
base.
1 year to go to Disneyland.
You already went to Disneyland with him the year before.
No, I went to Downtown Disney.
Okay.
We didn't go to actual Disneyland.
Billy the Fridge decided Boogie's needs were more important.
It was, dude. I got to ride all the rides. They do the Guardians of the Galaxy.
He was there
like the
for
Tower
a whole fucking week, but he had to wait one. And he decided to drive. He knew.
Oh, yeah, I drove.
Yeah. He decided to drive, so it would have taken him a whole fucking day to get back.
It took me 2 days to get Billy. Down there, and then I went to Disneyland, and I slept like 4 hours before Disneyland. I was at Disneyland. It's at 1 a.m. And I left Billy. Disneyland,
boo,
and I drove.
Billy, boo.
I drove straight back to Seattle. From L.A., from Anaheim, after leaving Disneyland with no sleep. It was savage, dude. It was savage. It was savage.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't available to be on DP because I was in another country. So,
somebody,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you didn't decide to drive.
Better. Yeah, you didn't drive to Paris. People in chat are talking about the thing that happened with Boogie. How Boogie has been posting suicidal stuff online. People talking about that. After this week, I think that Boogie is in a very good place. I just want to say that to everybody watching that is concerned. I think that things went very well this week and that he's going to be all right. For anybody who's actually, I see people talking about it. I don't think people are even really concerned.
They just want to have something to talk about that's dramatic.
Well,
so they just bring it up.
It was Boogie was in a hard place, and
everyone.
I mean, whatever. I think that the good news is that he's coming out of it, and I think that we're gonna maybe go to Disneyland again, maybe Disney World next time.
Disney World? You're gonna go to Florida?
Have you been to Disneyland? Right.
I've been to Disney. No. I've been to. I'm not from the West Coast, so no. That Downtown Disney is the closest I've ever been.
Oh, fuck.
I've been to Disney World because I've been to Florida before.
They just opened up the Galaxy's Edge Star Wars area.
Yeah. It looks cool.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
They got like a full size Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
And they got.
They used to have Star Tours back in the day at the MGM Studios in Disney World. And it was like one of those like hydraulic, you know, because it was the 90s. Yeah. And they had like one of those hydraulic things. But yeah, the new Star Wars stuff looks really cool.
I went to Star Tours at Disneyland as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
This time they still have it?
Yeah, they still have Star Tours. It's like a different area of the park than the actual Star Trek area.
And they have C-3PO in there and everything. Yeah. I went to the one at Disney World. They have a lot of the same shit.
Rebel spy in the one that you went to?
Oh, I don't know, dude. I was like in the seventh grade.
Because Boogie was the rebel spy. They pick a random person in the crowd.
Oh, cool.
We went with Adam the Woo, who's like a vlogger that does like a lot of Disneyland and tourist attraction stuff. He's like a travel blogger. He came too. And last time him and Boogie went to Disneyland together, Adam was the fucking the special dude, the rebel spy. And now Boogie was this time. It's like very rare. There's like 30 people in this room.
Okay,
they randomly pick one. It was cute. It was cute, Ben.
How long is that?
Yeah, Boogie built his own lightsaber
right outside of our house.
I did a non-keto. I bought a blue milk
to the house. We got our.
All right, so here's one of these weird ass sovereign citizen videos. Uh-oh. But it's funny because I guess the guy's wife that's in his car with him isn't on his side. I don't know. Here we go.
The cops just pulled us over right outside of our house. As soon as we pulled up to the house, we got our baby in the car. So they getting out.
I'm coming.
How you doing today?
How may I help you, officer?
You may help me by giving you license, registration, and
insurance. Before we get there, I need you to give me your badge number. I'm recording for my protection. Where's your body camera at?
I don't have a body camera.
Okay. Sorry. I need your...
My badge number is 3420.
3420. I need your name and I need your bond claim number.
Okay. License, registration, insurance.
I will identify myself.
Okay.
I need you to identify yourself first.
I'm Officer Kincaid, badge number 3420.
Bond claim number, please.
License, registration, insurance, please.
Bond claim number. All right,
sir. Excuse me. Can you give him your license, registration, and insurance?
Right,
we have our child in the car. I'm not doing it.
Okay. Don't make this any more difficult.
Yeah. I don't get it. Like, it's almost like a weird pride thing that these people do, you know, the people that and they think they understand the law, you know, better to where they can just somehow try to control the situation with a police officer. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work at
that
all.
That lady's in the car like, Jerome, just give the man your license and registration. If you don't know what the fuck a buy claim number is. The baby just shit his pants. We got to get the fuck inside.
He's
just
he probably right. does.
I, every time I see these videos, like, and I see white people get pulled over and they do this, I'm like, man, that's so gangster. Whenever I see black people do that shit, I cut the video off because I don't want to see nobody get killed. I don't want to watch a snuff video. This is one of those things that I do not recommend to black people at all.
I don't recommend anybody doing it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think it's dumb when anybody does
it. Side of our home. We live right there.
License, registration, insurance.
Don't do it with my kid in the car. I'm not doing this. You can help.
Yeah, like he must do this shit all the time. And she's just like, I'm not doing it now. This is dumb.
Stand up for yourself another time. Not getting killed with my kid in the car.
Getting killed?
Yeah, right. You stupid. You black. Give up the ID.
Right,
sister.
Yeah, preach.
The registration, whatever.
What I'm saying.
Actually, don't have to identify me.
Well, you do, or you can you go to jail. I'm not doing this.
Why are you pulling me over?
You have your center brake light out, sir.
What's the center brake light?
The center brake light is that
the light in the center.
I like this level of fat where you can rest your chin on your chest so you don't act, you don't have to hold your head up with your neck. Like, I used to be that level of fat where I could just fall asleep because my chin would rest on my fat titties and I could like nap on my own chest. I could tell this cop does that.
Like, if there's going to be any more problems, I'm going
to. If you were ever to be a black man in America trying to pull the sovereign fucking nation shit, it's gonna go over best with a fat and around cop. Like a big fat barrel boy pork fucking pig. Like this is your best chance to pull this off. If this is one of those
Hannibal and Monty do not advise any black people, any people of color to do don't do this. Do not
give me shit.
For real.
If this guy didn't have seven shins, you wouldn't want to try and pull the shit.
Your lights out, so say thank you. Damn.
That guy got duck butt. He looks like a deputy governor. Who's the Jersey governor? The big fat fucking.
Chris Christie.
Yeah, he looks like
Chris Christie.
Looks like Chris Crisco.
My kid in the car.
And what was that shit that he was asking him for? Give me your what number?
I don't know. Bail ID? I don't know. I never heard of it before.
Yeah, I never heard that. I don't know what that is.
Listen, you can do all of that. Identify yourself, and he gave you his badge number. No, you
gotta give me his bond claim number.
What the fuck is a bond claim? He probably don't even know what a bond claim number
is. He know what a bond they're
a bond claim number.
Give
me
his bond claim number.
Find it. They're all them cops.
What is
bonded.
A bond claim?
Okay, but okay.
007.
Check your attitude. Because soon as you they pulled you over, you straight had an attitude from John.
What do you mean you, attitude?
Your center brake light.
I just want his bond claim number.
They ain't even talk to you all crazy. You start talking to them all crazy.
It's true.
Well, honey, I just wanted his bond claim number.
I think that's...
Why don't you give him the keys? I'll call him for the supervisor.
I need your supervisor.
Oh, no.
I need your supervisor. Right,
he's going to escalate it still? What a fucking idiot.
Sir, I have some bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
Your vehicle registration expired May 31st. Okay? According to the laws of
Philadelphia. I have to livestock your vehicle, which means it's going to be towed by the Philadelphia Parking Authority.
You have registration.
I need those keys, please, sir.
Yo, I need your supervisor.
So, yeah, so now he has to tow his car.
Okay, that's damn, fine. Officer.
But I'm still going to need those keys.
I need your supervisor. All
right.
Because I'm traveling in my personal condition.
Okay.
Well, I don't have to have my car registered with the state.
Okay, but you did it lawfully, though, right?
Before I knew the law.
Okay. When did you know the law?
I'm starting to study now.
Okay. So you want a supervisor. I'm going to need those keys. Once you give me the keys, I'll call for the supervisor.
I need your supervisor.
All right, sir. It's not going to end well. I'm going to let you know that right now.
You can't take my car.
I can take my car.
There's a lot of restraint going on here. I mean, like, he's warning him. He's warning him at this point.
You can't take my car. It's sovereign nation land.
Yeah.
My car is not registered to the state.
It is registered to the state.
I'm going
to...
Yo, man, you can't take my car, man.
Sir.
Look at my sovereign citizen husband. Have a more. But he want to be a more citizen. He have a right to travel. He ain't got to re-register his car. And it only costs $70.
Oh my God. Here it costs so much more than that.
Way it probably costs more there too. She just doesn't know.
No, but I mean, like,
she's calling him out for being stupid.
When I lived in Ohio, it was like $50-$60 a year. Here it's like mine was like $350.
Y'all niggas on here making this YouTube shit talking about you cannot register your car. Here come the tow truck to impound that shit. Talking about you ain't got to register your car. You have a right to travel and all of this crazy shit. And you ain't got to pay bills or do nothing like that. Look, they impounding his shit. Thanks a lot, honey. We can't make it to our daughter's doctor's appointments. Damn. You can't go to work. You can't do shit because you trying to be a more citizen. And look. The cops is impounding your shit. So first the car, next thing it'll be the house, and your credit score drop. Thanks a lot, more citizens. You fucked up my life.
Wow.
That's a shining endorsement.
Let them have it.
That's thanks great. A lot, more citizens. You fucked up my life.
Yeah, yeah. If I had a dollar for every time one of my girlfriends told me that, man. I'm a bad boyfriend. So
all right.
Wow.
That's funny.
That was awesome.
Did we get any new Streamlabs?
We have a very other than the $75 one, I think we have two others.
Okay. Yeah, read them off and then we'll get to the next segment.
Loading time.
There we go.
Loading.
Wild Bill's just angry because he bang a trap. Ladyboys should be illegal because I find them very attractive and it confuses me. This is Wild Bill for America. Thank you, Dragon of the West, for that.
There you go.
Mr. Captain Snack says, if we're talking about crazy white people food tonight, how do Hannibal and Monty feel about the Nanaimo bars?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
The Nanaimo bars?
Nanaimo bars are from, I believe they're from like Vancouver, BC or the area. There's a Nanaimo, British Columbia area. But the Nanaimo bar is kind of like a fudge, kind of like a brownie, kind of like a chocolate. Like it's very decadent.
Yep.
Very decadent.
You had me sold as soon as you said that. So the Nanaimo bar is a dessert item of Canadian origin. Oh, okay. Yeah. It is a bar dessert which requires no baking and is named after the city Nanaimo, British Columbia, on Vancouver Island.
Yeah.
That's
Vancouver Island is a very nice place. I've been to Vancouver Island. It's very nice. Very nice place.
Yeah, Nanaimo bars are really good.
Man, have you guys ever had poutine? Do you know what poutine is?
Yes. That shit is awesome.
Yes. So good.
I love poutine.
How do you spell poutine?
P-O-U-T-I-N-E. It's French fries with gravy, brown gravy, and cheese curds on it.
Yeah, the gravy is poured over the French fries and cheese curds.
They eat it in Canada. It's a Canadian thing.
What the gravy is supposed to do.
Like, where have you been? Where have you been? Hannibal.
The gravy is supposed to slightly melt the cheese curds over the fries.
Yeah. Oh yes,
they
oh,
maintain yes. their
this
shape.
Shit looks so good,
but they're
it
very
so
good.
Good, dude.
Oh, and, y'all, and they're fuck me up tonight.
Up in Canada, up in Canada, there are places that that like have all different types of poutine with different toppings on it and stuff. It's so good.
I went to the movie theater and instead of popcorn, they had poutine. You get a
what if you
of
mix up? Really? What if you mix up the two syllables? Then what is it?
Teen poo. Which I would
Alex
also
McFly
work
said
down.
Poutang.
Hey, Poutang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Poutang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
I'm atomically Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses can't define. I'd be dropping these markers. That's just amazing. Poutang Clan. I like it.
I did a non keto at Disneyland. I had a blue milk.
You ate a hot dog too.
Oh yeah, I ate the hot dog.
I was about to mention the hot dog.
Dude, that was so funny because Dick Masterson was looking at you like he watched you put the hot dog in your mouth, but he was expecting you to like chew it and swallow it. But you just opened your mouth and it was gone instantly. Yeah.
That's some magic right there.
And that
there.
Was the look on his face. I think I might still have that. I'll play that. I don't think Hannibal's seen it.
And it only takes 30 minutes to make. I'm making this shit tonight.
He's still obsessed with poutine.
Yeah, poutine is so good. Saying.
Yeah, poutine is bomb.
I was listening. I mean, I was you know, absorbing the conversation. But
check
I'm,
this
I'm looking
out.
At poutine recipes right now.
Check this out. This is so Billy was in a hot dog eating contest. So it was just you versus Dick.
No, it was everybody at the party was seeing who could eat a hot dog the quickest.
And did you win?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I knew it. All right, here it is.
Smoke that shit.
Yeah.
Cause. Five seconds.
But honestly, it was quicker than 5 seconds. It was so quick that he stopped late.
Yeah, he didn't realize.
If you like look at the video and go from when I start to when I stop, it was like under 4 seconds.
And then there was, I like this other angle because there's this girl that looks so fucking shocked by what, the blonde girl in the background, watch, the look on her face, right there.
Like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I had to break out the fucking... I had to break out the old school non-keto trick because like everybody, like people were doing
you
it. Dipped
it in the water.
Like, Reactor did it. It took him like 42 seconds to eat the hot dog and it was taking everybody like hella long. And I was like, oh, I don't even have to compete with these guys. Like, this is no contest. I'm not going to bother doing it. But then Dick said he did it in 9 seconds. So I was like, fuck, I got to try and beat Dick. If Dick did it,
I gotta Dick and eat these wieners.
Yep.
Oh, dude, the local burger place here is called Dick's. So people talk about eating dicks all the time.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah, big fat bag of dicks.
Terrible. This is terrible.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
I feel bad because like all these house parties we had. I didn't invite anybody to them, right?
Dude, I heard God of Cringe got yelled at.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. He was trying to get invited to the parties. And I'm like, I can't.
Isn't it weird? Dude, if I had to like sneak into a party and nobody there wanted me to be there, I would not want to go to that party.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go to a party where everyone there secretly doesn't want me to be there. They're just like tolerating me. Yeah. You know,
that's how I feel about racist Airbnbs. I just be like, oh, y'all don't want me here? Well, I'm just going to go stay somewhere else.
Yeah.
I never understood the desire for people to go to functions that nobody wants them at.
God of Cringe goes out of his way to be annoying, though. That's the thing. Like he tries to be unlikable and then he wonders why people don't want him around. It's kind of weird. And then last year at VidCon, he like accused that Jesus guy of sexual harassment, which was total bullshit. Like anyone, like, you know, it was bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would anyone want to be around you now that like just simply being around you, you might try to create some dumbass drama. And Realstream News picked that up and like ran with it like it was true, which is the dumbest shit ever.
You ever watch The Odd Ones Out?
I don't know what
it's like. A YouTube channel as an animator. He does The Odd Ones Out. Really popular. They got like 12 million subscribers. He came to the party one night and he was like really excited to see me. I guess he used to watch the show all the time back in the day. And he was like talking about he donated money one night and it was supposed to be given to Paul. And TJ's like, I'm going to spend it all. He was like a huge fan of DP and he's like this huge fucking YouTuber. He was just like,
who was it?
Odd Ones Out.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I used to, back when I watched DP and just draw all the fucking time.
Huh.
He was really excited to run into me.
Who was the most famous person you met at VidCon? Like, was there anybody that you met that you were super excited to like, holy shit, I'm meeting? Or are you at a certain level where it's just like, there's nobody that you're like super impressed to meet at this point?
I mean, there was a lot of people that, like the Albums Out guy. That's
why weren't you there? Like, you guys are pairs, like a team.
I couldn't afford to take the time off or travel.
Ben had to take a week off beforehand.
I didn't take the week off though. I pushed all the stuff together.
Yeah.
I pushed my schedule all together during a short time, took some time off, and then came back. So
Yeah. Ben had to keep the show rolling.
Yeah, the show must keep going. But it must pose. All right, we're going to get into this segment.
Yo, safe, please!
Let's go find the standard for the bullet in this box.
Oh, you like me now?
I'm the only critic with the good kind of fairy drama.
That's because Jesus Christ is vinegar.
All right.
Here we go. Uh-oh.
I don't even know. This isn't really rap, but this is just a fucking horrible
is
song.
Is there any way this is bad?
Yes.
She's in a tree. Yeah.
Something's about to happen.
I'm enthralled.
Uh-oh.
Eu gosto quando você vem e me deixa louca. Seu corpo eu quero sentir. Tira sua roupa, fuleiragem. Bem selvagem, sacanagem. Canagem de verdade, sentimento, não aguento.
I don't know what language this is.
Vem comigo, que eu te guio. Tu quer uma vantagem, então vem, tenha coragem.
Okay.
Eu sei tua malandragem e vou te instigando com
okay.
It's a trap!
I'm so confused.
It's a trap!
Is she red carpet ready?
Tu quer uma vantagem, então vem, tenha coragem. Eu sei tua malandragem, vou te instigando com o meu instinto selvagem.
People are saying it's Portuguese, like Brazilian Portuguese.
Portuguese man of war.
Bem selvagem, sacanagem. De verdade, sentimento, não aguento, vem comigo.
Yes, that is a whole ass dude. Yes, it is. Drag just texted me.
Yeah. just think, there was a situation where this person was, you know, hooked up with somebody and was giving him like the best blowjob he ever had in his life and then realized, bam, we both got dicks.
Yep.
That happened. And then that was just, it was a moment that they had to just live with simultaneously.
That's a drag queen, man. That's a drag queen.
Bam!
Bomb. Also, shout out to those well-behaved lions in the background. They was chilling. You know what I'm saying?
The green lion.
Someone said this is what happened to Anderson Silva after he retired from MMA.
Oh, man, that's terrible on so many levels. That is outrageous.
Vou reinar, não vou deixar você vir me comandar.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't like it.
You like it?
I don't like it.
You don't?
I don't like it.
Oh.
Now, do you not like it because it's not good or because it's a tranny?
No, Billy likes those. Billy likes those.
I was actually excited for a second knowing that it might actually be the Holy Grail. Little Wang.
Okay.
All right.
Small penis, a large clit. You decide.
Exactly.
I'll move on to the next one. Here we go.
Mr. Honky Claws.
Teacher rap is great.
No. Oh, this is going to be terrible.
He's got a rosary that he's wearing as a necklace.
Yuck.
Like a ball.
Yo, I'ma tell you that my man, Pope Friend, the man with a plan, in command of the Vatican, got the power of the
Pope. Oh, it's a Catholic school rap about the Pope.
Oh, shit.
Very rarely do I see a Catholic fucking school teacher that I hate worse than the Catholics that molested kids. Right?
You always have to do it.
I obviously am disgusted by the Catholic priests that molested children. They don't deserve to live on this earth. But this was a conscious choice by this man to do this. Oh, God. I love the kids laughing in his face.
I'm trying to catch the schemes here. Like, what's he saying? I'm trying to see.
He's talking about
there might be
Pope
some bars
Francis.
Here.
Kill it with Hellfire.
Yo,
oh my God!
I'm here on a mission.
I kind of like that beat.
The whole human condition. Keep my sisters and my brothers had to love one another, and spread the joy and the peace. Yeah, and so on and so forth. Yo, you expect to keep all rapping, folks? That can happen. I'm done here.
Why moving around so much?
This is terribly uncomfortable.
What?
I think I would rather crap my pants than watch this.
Okay, I'll play something else. How about
this is
that?
So bad.
I will play something else.
Yeah, this is really bad.
I'm guessing this is probably going to be like one of the best cringe rap segments because you've been hoarding these for a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, I'm not going all out this time, but I have a lot saved up. But sure, we'll play the next one. Here we go.
Louder, quieter.
Oh no!
You know what he's doing.
I know what he's doing. Already.
Do you know what class he teaches?
Oh, let's
take
guess,
a guess.
Let's
take guess. A guess.
Ooh. Let's see. I'm looking at that graph on there. There's a pie chart on the wall. He's got a. He's a science teacher. I'm going with science.
I'm
going
to go with math. Yes, he is a math teacher. What type of math?
Getting tricky with it?
Yeah!
God damn it.
Getting tricky with it!
Oh, no.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Trigonometry pro, I know you know. I go psycho when I see a triangle. Just can't sit. I gotta get tricky with it. Oh, that's it. Three angles, three sides. T-R-I-G-O up in my eye. Stoker, Toa, we'll show you where to go. You just gotta know about H, A, and O. Everybody looking at a glance at the box. The H-Y-P is sitting across. Theta, theta comes after eta, eta. Pencil on it, toil look, I don't mark it. The side you ain't touching is the O-P-P. Making it tricky, we want you to see. Yo, what's that last sign you say? It's gotta be the ADJ, getting tricky with it.
Getting tricky with it. Boo. Boo. I wish I had two more hands so I could give it.
Boo
four
this man.
Down.
Where's the fucking gentleman on the porch in front of Ben Canope when you need him?
Canop.
You know what? And Canop. The worst thing is he worked on this. Like, he put in time, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was on beat, you know what I'm saying? Like, he worked on his presentation. He timed it with his clicker and shit. You know what I'm saying? This is just, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Getting tricky with it.
You know, all his teacher friends probably talk to him in the teacher's lounge. They're like, oh, Brian's doing the Getting Tricky With It rap today. Oh, it's so funny when he does that every year.
Brian.
Mr. Johnson, we like your raps.
Did you hear about, like, the representative from Iowa that's getting fired because he quotes Tupac?
He listens
to too much Tupac.
That's weird.
I was like, what the hell is this? Yeah.
Here's the thing. Why didn't he do a parody of a song that's popular now? Because this song was popular when I was in high school.
Because all the
words that rhyme with trigger are just words, the raps that you can't do at the school.
Trigger, 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 trigger. Trigonometry is 100% trigger.
That's why.
Watch this, Steph. You might fall trying to work this gig. So good.
I can imagine him, like, doing this in front of a mirror at his house.
Soka, toe up. In the middle of a problem, don't know which one. You gotta see which angles inside.
This is almost as bad as the Hillary in the house, Hillary in the White House. Have you guys seen that?
That was so bad.
We need a woman in the house, the White House.
That was a good, that was a great cringe rap. This is what actually making me cringe, though. The one before it was so bad, I could laugh at how bad it is. But this is like some effort went into this. It is making me uncomfortable.
So Katoa.
There's more where that came from. Let's try this God. One.
Nah,
jiggy with it like my first one right there.
Great flex. Okay.
Anyone with epilepsy, you might want to look away from the screen during this one.
Can I plug my ears?
Nope.
I have epilepsy of the ears.
No such thing.
Oh, God. What? This music is epilepsy to the ears.
It's so real, man's got no money. Man's can't even fill their tummy. And life, you gotta go through pain. And then you always gain. I went through pain.
Great Scott sounds pretty good now, doesn't he, Billy?
it sounds like he's recording it in his bathroom, but the mic is in the kitchen.
Right.
Just like Bruce Wayne, and every day make it rain. When I'm putting on my chain, I hear bling bling, no more struggling. When I shop, I always hear cha-ching. And I look at the price tag, just like Ray Streamer wearing gold chain, just like Little Wayne. Damn, I got way too much cocaine.
No.
And I
ain't taking
them. Now you want the teachers back, don't you?
Let's get tricky with it.
Yes! Getting tricky with it!
Na-na-na-na-na-na. Wow. Nah, getting tricky with it.
We did a cringe rap segment.
We didn't get Kid Dev yet.
We did a cringe rap segment with a rap album that I made the beats for years ago, and I let this guy that wanted to be a rapper rap over them, and it was like really bad.
Oh wow!
It was really bad.
Now I want to hear what your beats sound like. So wait, you used to wear a mask and make beats?
I didn't wear a mask then. I wore a mask when I started being on the internet originally.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to make beats because I knew how to use, you know, Acid Pro and Fruity Loops and that kind of shit.
Get the
so
fuck
I could make
out of here.
Yeah.
I'm blown away. I actually still use Acid now. I was actually working on this song for this African princess right before we did the show, and I'm doing the song in Acid now.
Was that the girl we just watched with the lions in the green screen?
Yes.
No, that girl was Brazilian. She was not, she was not a princess or a woman.
Yeah, the thing I like about Acid Pro, like, if I throw in a sample of like music that might not perfectly be on time, it uses the Beatmapper software.
The Beatmapper,
and you can fit like a metronome sound to that and take things that wouldn't even normally be on time with each other and create like a new time signature for everything to play together.
Yes.
So I've used that a lot.
Holy shit! I'm fucking, I like look, listen, like there's this thing, like me and Monty have been trying to, I'm saying this to the chat now, all right? Monty and I have been trying to find topics that we can talk about that Ben Pye knows nothing about, because he knows a little bit about everything. And it's just, it's almost interesting now. Like now I'm searching for topics, and to find out that you use acid and then you know it is insane to me. All right. That's crazy.
There we go.
I like Logic Pro. I like Ableton. All right. I'm trying to get into Ableton. It looks confusing. I need somebody to sit me down and teach me this shit.
I don't know anything about any of
that. When I record actual music now, I use Cubase. Like if I record like an actual live instrument or something like that.
This, I use Nuendo. That's insane. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Like Ben is the white Hannibal, or Hannibal is the black Ben.
Yeah. I did learn martial arts when I was younger, but I was never like a competitive fighter or anything like that though. So we don't have that in common. I'm short. I'm not big. I'm not big or anything like that either. So
yeah, okay. All right. Well, we got there's some things. But you know.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a glimpse into my future. Maybe that's where I'm headed.
You know, I'm like a mirror universe. I'm like the mirror verse version of you.
Monty and I wear bandanas.
Like, there you go. See?
Holy shit. Yeah. Now I'm seeing all the comparisons. And I felt for quite a while that I am the Ben Pye of Hannibal and Monty shit show. And Monty is the Billy the Fridge.
Is that how it works?
I think so. Yeah. I believe so.
Monty and I both go to Paris.
You've never been to Paris.
True.
I've been to Paris twice.
Why do we watch this shit?
Oh, hold on. You know what? You're right. Let's play a different one. Let's do this one.
Don't you see?
Hey, this is really emotion. This is an emotional song, guys. Take it seriously.
Oh, man.
This is going to be deeper than optimal.
You're not ready to change.
That piano's really cutting through, ain't it?
Yeah.
I have mad love for you, but it's time, bro. You start taking some blame. Don't you see? You always act like you're holier than thou. Always ridiculing and putting somebody down. I can say some.
It's, yeah. You know what I think might help this, actually? Hold on, I can
words
fix this.
Too,
hold on.
Dog.
Hold on.
It's clucking like. You're how old, bro? Don't you know time's ticking? Life's still going, and I'm still kicking.
There we go.
I'm grown, dog. Don't you see? I'm trying to make things happen. That's why I started rapping. I mean no disrespect, bro.
I'm trying to make things happen. That's why I started
rapping.
This song
is just for the world to know what's really going on and what you're about. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been way too long. It's way overdue. I still want to thank you, brother, for the words, homie, even though your friendship's just a little phony.
I thought just this was the guy that lives in his mom's trailer and drops the M-bomb all the time.
No, it's not the same guy.
They're just cut from the same cloth of crackhead.
I mean, that guy has like a way more like, he's got a voice like this.
I know, when he started talking, I was like, wait, this isn't that fucking crackhead meth child?
No. I don't know where this guy is.
Link to this video. Yeah, send me the link to this video. I'm going to remake this beat. On like I'll live stream remaking this beat and make it sound better, faster.
It was too slow.
Yeah. I'll speed it up. I'll speed it up to that speed. Matter of fact, let's do it.
Here's another one.
DJ Lin Mando.
What?
He's in Michigan. They don't have to have front license plates in Michigan too, by the way. A lawless fucking society.
Why do you know that?
Ranger rap.
because I grew up in Ohio, right near the border of Michigan.
Here we go.
And in Ohio, it's so fucking dumb. In Ohio, you have to have two license plates. So like, if you live if you live or work in Ohio, but your car is registered in Michigan, you can just have the one license plate on the back. It's the same way in New Mexico. You only need one license plate there, too. It's weird.
We only need one here.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
Never had to have two.
Yeah.
Just the one.
Yeah, I think Georgia's the same way.
Let's run it. Got the rinker back in 2009. I wanted a manual so I'd be fine. My dad bought this precious baby for me.
Oh, my God.
It was just for me. At the time, I didn't know I'd drive a stick, so my dad taught me it was just a trick. It took a while, but it got it down. Now I don't even have a...
Why is he whispering? Why is his rap voice a whisper?
Because he doesn't want to wake his dad up.
He's trying to sound like Proof, you know, a legend from Detroit. Because that's how Proof goes, you know? It's that he's trying to get that, you know, I'm rapping like this. He's trying to get that Proof thing going, but, you know.
And by the way, it was just because his dad was sleeping in the next room, and he didn't want to wake him up.
Exactly. I don't want to wake up my dad. He bought me this cool $2,500 truck. I love my dad. He's so cool. I love trucks. Oh my God.
Here are the states where you only need one license plate. There's 19. There's 19 of them. Okay. 19 states you only need one license plate. Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, New Mexico, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, and West Virginia.
Those are all states where it's also legal to have sex with your sister.
You'd be surprised. I know that was a joke, but...
Roll Tide!
Roll Tide.
Love my Ranger. It's the best for me.
I know that in New Mexico, technically, marrying like your cousin is an illegal. Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Just my size, like it ought to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ford Ranger.
Ford Ranger.
Ford Ranger. It's my car. Manual transmission. Meet you at the bar.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Was that a bar about a bar?
I don't think that was a bar. That was definitely not a bar. It was definitely not a bar.
All right, not a bar. Okay, not a bar about a bar.
All right. Yeah.
Ford Ranger.
Yeah.
Guess it's all I know. Ranger gets me to pro.
That nigga just rapped to and fro. Okay, like the last time you heard, I ain't heard nobody rhyme to and fro in anything since the Sword and Stone, you know, animated movie. Archimedes rhymed that shit.
Yeah, this is
Dragnaut says shout out to Hannibal's receding hairline. First off,
it's fucked up.
Fuck you. Don't be bringing that shit up. Yeah. Okay?
Just because you were on the shit show, don't give you a right to make fun of do whatever you want, dude. It's all right.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry. Ford Ranger. 24 miles to the gallon. Ranger is more than just a stallion. Ford cylinder, that's the way we roll. My Ford is even faster than a troll.
How fast is a troll? How fast is a troll? Are trolls known for their speed?
No, I don't think they are. Not known for their speed. There were so many other things that he could have rhymed with that just now. It's just like, but you know what? This is like a CarMax commercial. You know, for like Pontiac or wherever he's from. Oh, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Battle Creek, yeah.
Yeah.
I love to race other cars and pop the clutch off the line at the start. Race. Here we go. Pedal to the accelerator. That's for show. Ford Ranger, it's my car. Manual transmission, meet you at the bar.
Meet you at the bar.
When was the last time you heard a rap song where anybody shouted out their type of transmission? When? I ain't never heard Jay-Z do that. Never heard Black Thought do that.
At the bar.
At the bar.
Yeah.
city.
Look, dude, fuck, dude. I'm so glad I don't live in that area anymore. Look at all the fucking shitty ass snow all over the ground. God.
Oh, yeah.
Bad. Fucking terrible. Every winter was a nightmare. Like, every winter was like frigid and cold and snowy and nasty like this. And then every summer was super hot and super fucking humid and sticky. Like, I went to New Orleans one year and I think it was like July or August, and it's kind of comparable. Like in Ohio especially up north, like near the Great Lakes, it gets really fucking humid in the summer there. Yeah. And there's giant mosquitoes and nastiness and like you stick to everything. Yeah. I hate that too here, dude. Yeah. Today it was, it was between like 66 and 75 degrees most of the day.
That's pretty awesome.
No humidity. It's pretty mind blowing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're fucking sweating. We're drowning in that shit. Don't come to New Orleans in the summer ever. It's the worst time to ever come here.
Yeah. That's why I never understood why they have Essence Fest like here during the 4th of July weekend. I'm like,
it's because they're trying to boost tourism here for some summer months. But
yeah.
No, summer sucks.
Shout out to whoever programmed the subtitles for this video. You know what I'm saying? It's like it probably took them longer to program the subtitles than it took for them to shoot and edit this video.
Probably. Yeah, let's check out another one here. What is...
Hey, John, you're up next, man. Oh, my God. I was just letting you know what's next. That's all.
Okay. All right, bro. Yeah, we'll be there. Right.
Wash your hands, okay? What? Hand in your face.
All right, bro.
What the fuck is going on?
What is...
You got to be a pro when it comes to this. This ain't no game. It's 2019. Things have changed.
This guy's name is Old McDonald.
Literally. Love it.
I mean, it's kind of catchy, right?
I like shit kind of tastes like wheatgrass.
You should open for this guy.
Honestly, I probably will. My life is...
Who was the last guy you opened for? What was his name again? What was his name? Oh, does Hannibal Amonte know the story about when you were rolling around playing that guy's music? You should tell that story. Let's hear that story again. That's great.
What was story time?
Wait, what happened?
Okay.
So,
there was a rapper that came to town that Billy was opening for.
I was opening for a Young Nut.
His name's Young Nut.
And I was listening to a Spotify channel.
Yeah, he was listening to Young Nut's Spotify channel.
And I stopped by Whole Foods. And I went to get some food from Whole Foods. I get out of Whole Foods. I go to validate my parking and pay the cashier at the little box, and it's a elderly black man, you know, nice, pleasant guy.
Yeah.
I'm listening to fucking Young Nut radio on Spotify.
Yeah. And it played a song randomly, right?
And it moves from Young Nut to London. What's the guy's name? London something?
I can't remember his name. And London Yellow.
Yeah, London Yellow. And the song is called I Hate Neighbors.
Yeah.
But not Neighbors.
Only Not Neighbors. And it just starts like playing
just
really loud
blasting and blasting while I'm trying to... And the guy looks at me and slams the window shut on me. And I'm like, oh fuck. Like, this was not by design.
This never happens to anybody else, I just want to tell you, honestly. So
it was so fucked up.
The proof is in the pudding.
It was
Billy.
So fucked up. Was so fucked up.
Yeah.
So fucked up.
That's amazing. That's fucking amazing. That's terrible for you, but that is a fantastic story.
Yeah, I know, it was horrible. I looked at the guy, I couldn't do anything.
He slammed his window shut on you.
I was like, I'm fucking sorry. I don't know what else to say.
He pictured you rolling down the street playing that all loud, like, yeah.
No.
Yep.
So the name that so the song that we're watching right now, the cringe rap is Old McDonald's I like eating ass, right?
Yeah.
I put it's called the Young Nut on title, and the first thing that popped up is I don't eat ass.
Yeah.
There we go. Young Nut.
I don't eat ass.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's the response to the Old McDonald's song.
Oh my God. Oh, no, he did not. No, he did not. Did you see that?
Let's see what this goes.
I think the glass half full, I see an ass half full, you be the cap on the bull, cause this fucking ass man needs an ass land like the first fried cattle. Move that ass, bitch, and no, I ain't just talking shit unless you fart into my mouth.
Was there poo on his finger?
It was peanut butter.
Lickety split, I'm licking that crack like I fucking need it, like I'm fiending.
All right. I'm moving on to another one. I am traumatized forever now.
Yeah.
I need to find that video right now so I can just Old McDonald eating ass. Why can't I find this? Why can't I find this McDonald eating ass?
It's eating ass. Old McDonald. I don't know.
I just wanted to take this time. No.
You're straight.
Why has he got all these medals on the wall? He must be into track and field or something.
On my friends list on Facebook.
Oh, sexy ladies on my friends list. There we go. Let's go.
This song is for you. Because nothing that I can say can explain it better than this song right here. This is for you, baby. I'm talking to you.
He spent the next day after this sending this song individually to all the women.
Yep.
I be feeling all alone at night. Feeling so lonely.
There you go.
I want you, girl.
Can Monty tell
to be my tender only? Amazing. I log in on Facebook and I start to look at them pics, and it make my dick so hard. I feel the pressure rising, girl, rising for you, and I'm finna jack off to you. Girl, you got me feeling like I love you, and I want you.
He's about to get unfriended.
I'm jacking off to you. I'm jacking off to your Facebook pics, to your Facebook pictures, your Facebook pics, your Facebook pictures. You see the lotion?
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Oh my God.
Trash.
This is torture.
Trash.
This has all been torture.
This is gonna go viral like Old Town Road. What are you talking about?
It's the motion. I'm jacking off to you, girl.
Show him the motion.
I'm jacking off to you. Jacking off to your Facebook pics. Yeah,
is this Michael B. Jordan? What are you looking at?
I swear it's true. I'm jacking off to you, girl.
See, this is why the internet's bad. One day this dude's going to run for public office. He's going to think this is deleted. Somebody's going to pull this shit up.
Yeah, he'll pull out his. Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. That's funny. This is trash, though. This is awful.
Doo-doo, baby.
I have a monthly goal going on over on the Altered Perspective, and if I reach it, I'm going to do a 12-hour show. But it's for one month. Like, it's a decent goal, but it's a whole month. Like, we do 800 a week here. I have, like, I think it's, like, 1,100 for a whole month. Mm. If I reach it, I'll do a 12-hour show, like, the following week. Damn. I'm going to recruit the fuck out of some people to be on it. It's going to be great.
Great.
And we're already really close.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need some more people to click the like button, though.
Yes, the like button. It's at 222 right now.
222.
Yeah.
222.
And Dusty asked me to, or I'm supposed to say something to Dusty, but I missed it. I couldn't read it on the screen.
Can Monty tell Dusty the cockatiel that he's a magnificent, amazing, and beautiful bird?
Yes, Dusty, you are a magnificent, amazing, and beautiful bird. There you go.
Check out that smolder. That is amazing.
Yeah, I didn't want to miss it. I saw it come through, and I couldn't read it all because I was trying to hear what this dude was trying to say to the ladies.
Ben, for real, I need you to send me that eating ass video in the chat so I can. I've been searching. I found a bunch of eating ass videos, and let me just tell you, when you search eating ass on Google, you find a whole lot of stuff that's not that video. So
I'll have to try to find the link because I have it downloaded. I'll have to look for it. Here's something Dusty's owner sent me. It's him on a plane farting next to some stranger.
Look,
there he is. See, there's the guy sitting next to him.
Oh my god.
Here. For you, pimp. That's what he said.
Yuck. Yuck.
Oh my god.
Yuck.
Could you imagine if he like go ahead.
No, I was going to say, when I went to go see Avengers Endgame, like right before the movie started, I said, well, let me go to the bathroom. And I never use the urinals. I always use the stalls because people are weird and gross. And I wear a mask, so it makes it weirder. So, yeah. But I'm in the urinal, and there's a guy next to me. And there's like an older guy, and he's pissing. And then he farts, and it was so powerful that the back of his shirt lifted up like it was on a motorcycle. She was amazing. I was like, god damn. And she was saying that. it was so much force. I was like, damn. So you gotta just throw those draws away, bro. All right.
Oh my god.
The whole back of his shirt lifted up. It was crazy.
By the way, guys, we're doing a show tomorrow. Unfortunately, Adam's schedule had to be moved around again. We're all shifting our schedules around for Boogie these days.
Thank you.
but yeah. So like Adam can't be on Friday, but like he was originally going to be on Tuesday, but we moved it to Friday, but he had to reschedule something else. So we'll have him on again soon. Yeah. We're going to reschedule him. I don't know who we're going to have on tomorrow, but we're going to do something interesting. I don't know. Maybe now is the time where we do a shooting star press or whatever.
No, for something completely different.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. So yeah, we're doing a show tomorrow and Saturday. What? Oh no, I'm just joking. I can't actually do one of those. We hit a goal one night, and I gave Billy an elbow drop and a leg drop off of the couch that's behind Billy there.
Which kind of elbow drop? Was it the Macho Man style, or did you do one of these like newer elbow drops?
Kind of Macho Man style, but Macho Man did it from a way higher height and like jumped a much further distance. Mine was literally like jumping like 2.5 feet.
Ben just tumbled onto me.
Yeah. And there's not a lot of room, too. There's like a small amount of room on the floor there.
We were limited in our...
Yeah. And I put down pillows, so when I gave him a leg drop, I didn't like break my ass bone on the floor. Yeah. All right. Yes.
Yes.
Yes!
So we're going to do the post show on Twitch in a couple minutes here. Link in the description. Everyone go there. Everyone go there now. You should just go there now and get ready.
And talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, go there and talk, and we'll see you all there in a couple minutes. We're going to...
Yeah. and subscribe to Hannibal and Monty Shit Show. We yeah. just crossed 1,600 subscribers.
Nice.
Damn. Which is a big deal for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, bring it on to the 2000 next, soon.
Yeah. Next week we're reviewing all the Spider-Man movies. So Monty, as a matter of fact, that's what I'm gonna go do now. Start watching all of the Spider-Man movies. You know, there's 9 Spider-Man movies altogether.
Yeah.
Well, I know you know, Monty. I'm talking to you.
Oh. But you're not counting like the 1970s Spider-Man movie, right?
Yes.
Oh,
oh, you
yes,
are.
We are. Yes. Okay. Yes, we are. We're doing all the 3 Tobey Maguires, the 2 Andrew Garfields, the 2 Tom Hollands, Spider-Verse, and the 1974 made-for-TV yep. movie. Yeah.
Spider-Verse is good.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I like the recent awesome. Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, yeah. And Spider-Man 2 is more amazing than people give it credit for. That movie is just phenomenal.
With Alfred Molina as Dr. Ock?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, he fucking sold the hell out of that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Matter of fact, Ben Pye, we need to get you on one of our comic book. We've had Billy the Fridge on. We should have you on one too.
Okay.
Yep. You just have to let us know. You said it so unenthusiastically. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. I'm multitasking. So, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. You said it was what kind of episode?
Comic book movies.
Oh, okay.
We're in the process of building the greatest comic book movie list of all time. We've reviewed 60 movies this year. And then we're going to do the 9 Spider-Mans. And then our torture episode this month, we're watching a bunch of terrible comic book movies. They elected our fans picked the 2 Jessica Alba Fantastic Four movies, Howard the Duck, Son of the Mask, and 2003 Incredible Hulk.
What about the direct-to-video release of the 1990 Captain America movie.
Oh, we did that already.
Okay.
Yeah. Did we do that one?
No, we were supposed to do that one, but we did. I wanted to do a whole Captain America episode where we do those, because there's like 2 made-for-TV movies. Like, they did one in the 80s, one in the 90s. They're both awful. And then, then you got the Chris Evans joints.
I think they should do a Spider-Ham animated movie. Do you remember Spider-Ham?
Yes.
There was Spider-Ham. Peter Porker, Spider-Ham. Yep. And then there's Captain America, the Hulk Bunny. There's a whole bunch of them. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah, I used to collect those when I was a kid.
Yeah, I'd pay good money to see that. That should absolutely happen.
Somebody in y'all chat suggested a Quipper suggested we do the 90s Judge Dredd. I actually thought the 90s Judge Dredd was pretty good.
I've never seen it, so.
Really? Monty, this is what I love about these episodes, Monty, because I can make you watch all of these shows that you never, these movies that you avoided like the plague. Like, Monty's never seen the Jessica Alba Fantastic Four movie, so he doesn't know how bad they are.
Oh.
Nope.
Yeah, but. I'll watch them. I'm not excited about it, but it'll happen. And I showed this on our show. I've never seen Fight Club. This is a brand new in the package Fight Club. Yeah.
Even somebody I've seen that, and I never watch movies.
Yeah. I used to work at a comic shop, and the owner of the shop wrote me up for not seeing Fight Club. And one of the employees bought me that as a gift. And I was like, you know what? Fuck y'all. I'm never watching this movie. I'm going to keep this.
Yeah. Like the other day, one of our shitheads tried to borrow Fight Club, that exact Fight Club copy from Monty. So he's like, yeah, let me borrow your Fight Club so I can watch this shit. Monty's like, no, it must remain unopened forever so people can know how resolute I am and not watching one of the greatest films ever made.
Not watching it.
Yeah.
I got written up. I got the write up sheet over here somewhere.
Boo!
All right. We are ending the show. We're gonna go do the post show. Good night, everybody. We will see you tomorrow night.
Go to Twitch.
Yes.
Twitch.
Bye.
Go to Twitch. Subscribe to Hannibal Montu.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
Drunken Peasants from the strangest corners of the internet. Gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.